programming for Healing Crusader Sports Time on Siouxland Catholic Radio. And now to the game.
Bush Dry Cleaners.
Thank you so much for joining us here at Lewis and Clark Park at Substate Action. Playoff action as Healand will take on the Lamar's Bulldogs in what should be an awesome second round playoff action. Of course, we got things started on Friday with a big win for Healand. If we can advance on here in this round, we will be in action Wednesday night at Sioux City North. We'll break down all of the storylines to watch in this game today coming up in just a few moments. For those wondering, on the mound to start off for the Healand Crusaders will be Caleb Lefevre. Lefevre comes in at 6-1 with an ERA of 1.35. On the flip side, Evan Pratt will get the start for the Bulldogs from visiting Lamar's. Evan Pratt is 2-4 on the year with a 3.20 ERA. Now, he will start the game. Odds are we'll probably have Aiden Hogue, who is probably their star pitcher, who is 6-4 in the year and a 1.34 ERA, who, when he's hitting the strike zone, is extremely effective. It's the Healand Crusaders and the Bulldogs from Lamar's. We'll get an interview with Zach James. My name is Tony Michaels, and Zach is not with us today because he is on assignment doing some work for the Catholic Church, and he is set to hopefully rejoin us on Wednesday if Healand can notch a victory. But it'll be me going solo today, so kind of bear with me. And thanks a lot to Luis Torres, who is our producer back at the studios at Catholic Radio 88.1. If there happens to be a mistake, it's probably my fault and not Luis. So this should be a fun little journey, and we'll describe all the action for you as we're in the press box here at Lewis and Clark Park and Mercy One Field. I know we've got Logan from the Sioux City Journal, who is right next to me, describing some of the action you can see in the journal tomorrow. We have a visiting booth all the way from Lamar's, Daniel Versteg, who is very talented at what he does. So it's a packed house. Justin Barker's on the PA. I'll be describing the action. Luis Torres back in the studio. That's the key players today, but the real key players are wearing blue and gold for the Healand Crusaders. We'll see if they can notch a victory. Coming up next, we'll check in with this interview that Zach James did with head coach Andy Osborne, and then we'll have our pregame prayer as I got a visual on the umpires who are making their way to home plate now. Here on Catholic Radio 88.1.
You're listening to Bishop Healand Baseball here on Siouxland Catholic Radio. Zach James with you here for this segment of the pregame show. I'm currently in Seattle, so Tony will take you the rest of the way home. But before the game starts, we want to go back to an interview that we had with head coach Andy Osborne last week. Last week, we talked about his 500th win and the milestone and all that. But he did talk about the game against Spencer last week and the game itself and wanting to go up there. He's around from that area and what it meant to him to take his Crusaders up to Spencer to look at the flood damage and to pay it forward back to a Tigers program who needs a helping hand. How cool was it just going up to Spencer the other night, just help them out? I saw that you gave a little bit of a, you guys helped them out with a little check and with them reeling with flood recovery now. I'm sure that was in the forefront of your mind too.
Oh, absolutely. I can't take credit for the donation. That was the parents. The baseball parents wanted to do that, and they rallied together and put together a really nice package for the Spencer kids. We coming into town, you know, there's a bridge that's washed out between Hartley and Spencer, which is the normal route, which I've driven that a million times, right? I could drive that in my sleep, and they routed us through Everly, so we had to come in through the west side of town, and you see every house has got a 5-foot pile of trash in front of their house, every single house, and it was just unbelievable to see. And then after the game, we went down, took a left, went south through town and crossed the river, and my dad used to work a little place called Northwest Glass in Spencer. Yeah. And right next to it's a Dairy Queen, and that kind of became a famous picture because the water was almost to the roof of the Dairy Queen. And where my dad worked was right next to it, and it was flooded, completely gutted, you know. And that was kind of surreal. And the kids in the suburban, they couldn't fathom it. They couldn't process that there was water above where we're at right now. And so that, I think it was good for the kids to see that. Obviously, we deal with that in our area, and we've got families that are going through that stuff right now too. But it was, you know, kept everything in perspective. You know, we're just playing high school baseball. And I think for the kids from Spencer, it was that's their escape. You know, they want to be able to get away from the disaster that's going on in their life and play baseball for 2 or 3 hours. And I think ultimately that's kind of what we do as coaches and players here. It's let's just go have fun for 3 hours a day and go play ball. And then, you know, then we'll go back to our lives afterwards.
Thanks to Coach Andy Osborne for taking the time to chat with me last week. Now it's time for Crusaders baseball, and we'll have the first pitch right after this break and pregame prayer from Father Travis Karate. Tony will have the call for you right after this. You're listening to Pitcher Peeling Baseball on Siouxland Catholic Radio.
People's Bank knows that game day is always exciting. One thing that all of our Crusader teams have learned is the importance of teamwork. That's a key success in banking, too. People's Bank employees work with you to make it a team effort toward your financial goals. You can stop at our Sioux City Morningside or North Sioux City locations. Here's wishing you the best from the team at People's Bank. Go Crusaders! People's Bank, where values matter. Member FDIC.
You can take a swing at better vision with Gretkin Family Eye Care in Lamar's. Dr. Elizabeth Gretkin and the staff at Gretkin Family Eye Care are here to help everyone see their best, whether it's catching a pop fly or enjoying a day out at the ballpark. With comprehensive eye exams and custom fit lenses, Gretkin Family Eye Care is dedicated to making vision care accessible and personalized. You can learn more by visiting GretkinFamilyEyeCare.com.
Hello, listeners. I am Father Travis Crotty, the chaplain of Bishop Heelan Catholic High School. As we prepare for this athletic competition with the Crusaders, we want to take an opportunity to offer a pregame prayer, keeping in mind the safety and the enthusiasm of all sporting events for the safety of our own students and those of our opponents. Let us pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you, listeners, and go Crusaders.
You're listening to FM 88.1, KFHC, Ponca, Sioux City, and KOIA, Storm Lake, Siouxland Catholic Radio.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
Just getting the introductions from public address announcer Justin Barker. You may hear in the background there. As Lamar's Bulldogs already introduced, Heelan is heading out to the field to take their positions. We'll break down some of the defensive starters for Heelan and your batting order for both Lamar's and Heelan in just a moment as we are ready for the national anthem, which is coming up now. We'll join the national anthem once again live here at Lewis and Clark Park, Mercy One Field, and here's the playing of our national anthem. And the stage is set. A great rendition of our national anthem here at Mercy One Field. So we'll set up the defensive scheme first for the Heelan Crusaders. In left field will be George Chabanos. Patrolling center field is Brady Baker and Jaron Bleeker in right field. The infield at third base will be Hunter Wahab, Sean Schaefer at short, Fitch will be at second, and Ethan Erickson at first. Beyond the plate, Raiden Erickson, and on the bump, Caleb Lefevre will get the start for the Crusaders. For Lamar's, starting off the order will be Tegan Kasel. He is the shortstop for the Bulldogs. Aiden Hogue, batting 327 on the year, is the first baseman. Tate Murphy will be batting third and playing second base. Evan Jalis is the third baseman, batting cleanup. Right fielder Braden Dreckman will be batting next. Designated hitter will be Keegan Gangler. Center fielder Cole Carpenter, catcher Chase Peterson, and Cy Bixenman will be the left fielder. Now, their pitcher, Evan Brett, will not be hitting, as we have a designated hitter in Gangler. For the Heelan Crusaders, a familiar lineup. Not many changes from the last time that we saw the Crusaders in action. George Chabanos will be leading off and playing left field. Jaron Bleeker, right field, second. And batting third, designated hitter Caleb Lefevre, and also pitching. Brady Baker will be the center fielder and batting cleanup. Sean Schaefer, followed by Ethan Erickson, Raiden Erickson, Carson Fitch, and Hunter Wahab. And once again, the starting pitcher is Caleb Lefevre, comes into this game at 6-1 with a 1.35 ERA. And odds are if Heelan should advance, you would expect to see Jaron Bleeker on the mound coming up Wednesday. We'll have that game for you on Siouxland Catholic Radio 88.1. I want to thank some of our big corporate sponsors today, including the Sioux City Musketeers, also Dave Pepin Real Estate LLC, and Verity Group CPA LLC. Also thanks to Central Bank in Sioux City and Storm Lake. As we are ready for some action, it's second round of substates, and first up for the Bulldogs will be shortstop Tegan Kasel, batting 351 on the year. Lefevre in the full windup delivers, strike. Ooh, just a bit outside. I thought for a second looked like a high strike, but it was called a ball. So an early 1-0 count on Tegan Kasel. Lefevre finds a strike zone there, evens the count at one here in the top of the first inning. Great crowd, and this would rival some of the X's games, I think. Lefevre on the mound delivers. Swung on over to Sean Schaefer, two-hopper. Schaefer delivers to Ethan Erickson for a 6-3 putout. And just like that, the leadoff hitter is retired for the Bulldogs. Up next will be Aiden Hogue. Aiden Hogue is batting 327 on the year. He's playing first base. He's a lefty. He steps into the batter's box. As we know, Lefevre likes to work quickly, gets the sign. And after I said that, he's more deliberate here. But he is in the windup. Outside fastball called for a strike. 0-1 is the count to Aiden Hogue. Beautiful sunshine skies and 90 degrees at Lewis and Clark Park. Second pitch is a sweeper. Almost sweeps the outside corner just off the plate. Evens the count at one with one away in the top of the first. Fastball inside part of the plate, and that's a strike. So 1-2 on Hayden Hogue. Hogue awaits this one from Lefevre. Swings and puts it out to center field. That will drop right in front of Baker in center field. So Hogue with a single, and he'll be aboard on first base. That'll bring up Tate Murphy. He is the second baseman for the Bulldogs, batting 333 on the year. He adjusts his helmet, takes a nice practice swing, takes another practice swing. 1 foot in the batter's box, adjusts his helmet. He is ready for Lefevre's pitch. Lefevre into the stretch, gets the signal, delivers, runner stays at first, inside off the plate, fastball, 1-0. Thanks so much for checking out all the action here on Catholic Radio 88.1. Tate Murphy looks at this one in the dirt, 2-0 count early to Tate Murphy. Nice lead, about four steps off first. This one is held over to Hunter Wahab, gets underneath his glove and out to left field. So consecutive singles by Hogue and Murphy. We have runners at first and second with one away to bring up Evan Jalis. Jalis is the cleanup hitter. He is the third baseman, comes into the game batting 229. And just like that, a conference between Raiden Erickson and Caleb LeFevre. I would assume the context of the conversation is take a deep breath. Both balls were not hit extremely hard, but they did result in a couple of singles. So two singles here in the top half of the first inning, one away, Evan Jalis in the batter's box. LeFevre, fastball in the dirt, outside, 1-0. Nice stop by Raiden Erickson. He had to go to his right and stop it right in front to make sure the runners did not advance. There was no secondary lead. They'll stay at first and second, Will Hoag and Murphy. Jalis in a deep crouch, looks at this fastball, just misses a bit high. 2-0 the count on Evan Jalis, a fortuitous hitter's count for the Bulldogs. Heelan would love to get out of this with a ground ball maybe to Schaefer for a 6-4-3. Fouled off, out of play, 2-1. On deck, Braden Dreckman, who is statistically the best hitter for Lamar's, coming into the game at 393. He's a left-handed hitter. He is on deck for Lamar's. Lamar's wearing their all-red uniforms, red pants, red tops. Very similar to the Savannah Bananas, but only red instead of yellow. LeFevre in the dirt will bring the count to 3-1 with one away. You would hate to load the bases here for a dangerous hitter in Dreckman, who is a great basketball player as well for the Bulldogs. Runners at first and second. That's Murphy and Hoag. Jalis awaits this one, puts this one in play. Pop up to Wahab. Wahab underneath it for the second out. So it'll be recorded a flyout to the third baseman, Wahab. So two away, and just like that, LeFevre could get out of this inning without any runs. You would love to see Heelan get up there with a big goose egg on the scoreboard, but we'll see what Braden Dreckman has to say about that. The right fielder, once again, statistically the best hitter on the Lamar's Bulldog squad. Left-handed hitter. Gets into stance, awaits this one from LeFevre from the stretch, looks back to runner at second, delivers, outside fastball, 1-0. Pretty big lead off first, casual lead off second base. Swing and a miss by Dreckman, evens the count at 1-1 as some nice support from the Heelan faithful gathered in front of me here in the press box. Dreckman swings and flies it over Sean Schaefer's head. The runner will come home. There is a play at home, and he is out, sliding an absolute bullet from center field. Brady Baker with the 8-2 put out to get him at home. That was an impressive throw. Right as Hoag was rounding third base is when Baker got it. He corralled the ball, took two aggressive steps, and unloaded a BB to home plate to get the runner. So unconventional way to get out of the inning, but just like that, Heelan does and keeps the Bulldogs scoreless as we head to the bottom of the first inning. If that's any indication as to what we're going to see tonight here at Lewis and Clark Park, we are in for a dandy on Siouxland Catholic Radio 88.1. A little reminder, you can join Siouxland Catholic Radio and celebrating the award-winning artists from this year's Juried Youth Art Festival. Your business or organization's ad or logo can accompany the artist of your choice in next year's Youth Art Festival calendar. All you have to do is contact Al, Ann, or Lisa by calling 224-5342. Tax-deductible donations are also welcome. Thanks to all of our great sponsors, not only tonight, but all throughout the calendar year here on Catholic Radio. They include, but are not limited to, Folk Brothers, also Keller Williams Real Estate Agent Tammy Bertrand, Fibercom, Lightform, Mel Schillhammer, Pitts & Associates, Prime Bank, and Security National Bank. Thanks so much for all you do to support Heelan Athletics here on Siouxland Catholic Radio. Woo! I'm going to have to take a breath here. Now, if you're just joining us, Zach James is out of town on a commitment for Catholic Radio, so he will not be here today. Hopefully, if Heelan can advance, we'll hear his voice coming up Wednesday, that site from Sioux City North. So we'll set the scene here for the Crusaders. Starting off, of course, George Chabanos, who has been very familiar in that leadoff spot. Jaron Bleeker and Caleb Lefevre will be up 1-2-3 for Helan. May hear Justin Barker on the PA as he welcomes aboard the leadoff hitter, George Chabanos. Would love to get a couple across here in the bottom of the first inning to get a little buffer zone. As the pitcher for Lamars, once again, Evan Pratt, the right-hander, delivers fastball, nice speed, outside, called for a strike. Hit the outside paint on that one. So Pratt is dealing early, 0-1 count. Just misses the plate, evens the count at 1. Evan Pratt also likes to work quickly, so this should be a fun game here on Catholic Radio tonight. Pratt delivers. This one has popped up in short center fielder. The second baseman is going out, and he is able to get underneath it. That's Tate Murphy, the second baseman, will record the first out of the inning. So the Iowa commit, Jaron Bleeker, who has had a fantastic season, of course, not only on the mound, but sporting a .366 batting average, steps in to the batter's box. Number 23 for the Crusaders. Crusaders were in their white uniforms, so kind of a candy cane type feel with Lamars in red and Helan in white. This one is hit right past the shortstop, so Bleeker will get on board with a single. That was hard hit just past the shortstop, Teagan Kasel, for the Bulldogs. So we have some action going here. Bottom of the first inning with one out. Caleb Lefevre, of course, you know, is a tall, lanky left-handed hitter, designated hitter and pitcher tonight. He will step into the batter's box and look to do some damage against the pitcher, Evan Pratt. Pratt from the stretch. Down low, hits the dirt, 1-0. Appeared to be a fastball. Lefevre steps out, gets his composure, back in, open stance for the left-handed hitter, Lefevre. Runner is off, throw down to second. It'll be a close one. Gets underneath the tag, that gets away from the second baseman covering out to the center fielder. Carpenter was backing up nicely, so just like that, Bleeker uses his speed. Bleeker now on second in scoring position with one away for Caleb Lefevre. Lefevre looking to bring home Bleeker from second. Inside, almost hit him, and that will... Well, actually, they did say it was hit on the right foot, so that will send Lefevre down to first. Bleeker will have to stay at second. He was heading off for third on the pitch that got away, actually went off the foot. So first and second now for Brady Baker. Brady Baker, the center fielder, batting .320 for the Crusaders. Adjusts his batting gloves, now steps in, gets a cue from Andy Osborne at third base. Now he's ready to go. Runners at first and second in Bleeker and Lefevre. Fastball outside corner, strike one on Brady Baker. Baker steps out again, gets direction from Andy Osborne. I do not know what that instruction was. Some type of hand signal. We'll see if a double steal is in store here. It is not. Swings away, gets it in between first and second base. I will go to the right fielder in the outfield. That will potentially score Bleeker, who dives in head first like Pete Rose. Jaron Bleeker scores the first run of the game for the Crusaders. Lefevre over to third base. So we have runners at first and third with just one away to bring up the very dangerous Sean Schaefer. Last time we were here on Friday, Sean Schaefer hit an inside-the-park home run. We'll see if he can duplicate that with a shot over the right fielder. I will say the right fielder, Dreckman, is playing a little bit in. The center fielder, Cole Carpenter, shaded a little bit to right field. And Bixenman is playing straight away in left field. Sean Schaefer with runners on the corner. Left-handed hitter into the batter's box. Looks at this one inside in the dirt. 1-0 count on Sean Schaefer. Sean Schaefer with five dingers on the year. That's second only to Ethan Erickson, who is on deck. Sean Schaefer with an open stance. Waggles his bat back and forth. Fastball down the middle of the plate, evens the count at one. Evan Pratt doing a good job of getting some strikes over. He's been very consistent in that regard. Just a couple of hard hit balls here for the Crusaders. Schaefer, inside pitch off the plate, counting out 2-1 on Schaefer. Two balls, one strike, runners at the corners. We're in the bottom of the first inning. Heelan an early 1-0 lead. Runner goes off for second base. He'll go without a throw. Great move by Brady Baker to steal that second base. Defensive indifference on that one. So Crusaders at second and third. Great scoring opportunity here for Sean Schaefer. You know he is loving this opportunity. 3-1 delivery to Sean Schaefer. Fastball, upper part of the strike zone, runs the count full. Full count to Sean Schaefer. Runners at second and third. Heeling up 1-0. One out, bottom of the first. Schaefer swings. This one is hit deep to right field, and it will go to the wall. Schaefer heading for second and will head to third now, and he'll stay at third, standing up. It's a stand-up triple for Sean Schaefer, displaying his power once again. Big barreled-up hit over Braden Dreckman's head. He went sprinting for the outfield and went all the way to the fence, and we now have a 3-0 lead for the Heelan Crusaders. Woo! Ethan Erickson steps up next to attempt to get Schaefer in from third. He is swinging away, hits this one to right field. That will head over to where the new track is, past the right field. He definitely got a nice piece of that one. Bleeker, Lefevre, Baker all scored in this inning. Schaefer is dancing off third base. Erickson looks at a sweeper off the plate, and that'll even the count at 1-1 with one away. Pratt in a full delivery. Schaefer takes a nice secondary lead off third. Ethan Erickson drives this one. This one is deep, and Ethan Erickson has deposited it past the outfield fence for his ninth dinger of the year for Ethan Erickson. That'll bring the score to 5-0. Ethan Erickson rounding third base, getting adulation from Coach Andy Osborne. Points skyward. Ethan Erickson steps on the plate. Heeling up 5-0 over Lamar's. What a shot from Ethan Erickson as he gets taps from the remainder of the Crusader bench coming in out of the dugout. And we have a meeting in store for the Bulldogs. Potentially a pitching change is in store as Ethan Erickson, his ninth homer, was a memorable one. It went over the Pioneer Auto signage and straightaway left field, and it cleared it by some distance. You could tell he barreled it up right away, and that had a high velocity to it, and that was impressive. I see Ethan Erickson's dad going down. He's very excited. I can see a smile from down here from Chris as he claps his hands three times, and he is one proud papa. I see his mom here as well. And just a great Erickson moment. So Ethan Erickson with a huge two-run homer to score Sean Schaefer. And just like that, we will have a pitching change. So we'll take a one-minute timeout here on Siouxland Catholic Radio 88.1.
Hi, this is real estate agent Tammy Bertrand with Keller Williams, serving all of your residential and commercial real estate needs in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota. My husband Rick and I proudly support Siouxland Catholic Radio and our Bishop Heelan High School athletics. As proud Catholic parents of Addison Heelan Class of 2025, William Class of 2028, and Henry Class of 2030, we strive to spotlight the mission and the message of Siouxland Catholic Radio. Mary Queen of Peace, pray for us.
Calling all business owners, what kind of a workplace are you creating? Are your employees excited about coming to work each day? Do you really know? Being intentional about creating a highly engaged and rewarding workplace is an important strategy to retain your team members, create accountability, and grow your business. At Action Coach XL Edge, we teach how to grow your business through your people to get real results, all with a unique guarantee. Let's get connected. We're online at xledge.actioncoach.com or find us at 712-251-7189.
You're listening to FM 88.1, KFHC, Ponca Sioux City, and KOIA, Storm Lake, Siouxland Catholic Radio.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
We have a dandy in store here at Lewis and Clark Park and Mercy One Field that necessitated a pitching change for the Bulldogs. Now up is their ace pitcher, Aiden Hoag, who is 6-4 on the year. His last time out, he pitched 65 pitches, so we'll have the full allotment of pitches here with an ERA of 1.34. So we'll see if the opportunity can continue with Raiden Erickson to follow that shot from Ethan Erickson. So Raiden Erickson, the catcher, batting 291 on the year for the Crusaders, one away in the bottom of the first inning. Hoag, a very talented pitcher, lefty, fastball, swinging. Raiden Erickson misses 0-1. You can tell Hoag has velocity on his fastball, and the left-hander puts the glove up by his mouth. Now steps off the rubber. Kind of an old-school delivery for Hoag, the left-hander for the Bulldogs. Delivers fastball down the middle of the plate. 0-2 count on Raiden Erickson. Lamar's defense straight away. The left fielder now is playing deep in Bixenman in left field. 0-2 count to Erickson as he dances out of the way of that one. Count now 1-2. Almost hit him in the left foot. Erickson, the right-handed hitter, awaits this one from Hoag. Almost hits him again, evens the count at 2-2. Hopefully, Zach James is listening to this game out in Seattle. And I know we've seen quite a few Ethan Erickson homers. That was probably his most majestic one of the year. Count 2-2 with one away to Raiden Erickson. Hoag delivers off speed, off the plate. Runs the count full. Carson Fitch is on deck with Hunter Wahab in the hole. Still in the first inning, as this is the seventh hitter and Raiden Erickson at the plates for the Crusaders. Full count delivery. Inside corner, fastball. Erickson did not like that call. He goes down looking for the second out of the inning. So Carson Fitch batting 265, the second baseman. Up next, he has done some good things as of late. In the last game we had on Friday, had a pretty big key hit early in the game. Carson Fitch, the right-handed hitter, awaits this one from Hoag. Fastball, down low, ball. Wind blowing a little bit out to right field, about 5 miles per hour. Fastball off the plate, count now 2-0. Lefty Hoag awaiting the direction from his catcher. Now delivers, swung on into the netting. Count is 2-1 on Carson Fitch. Thanks so much for enjoying all the action here on Catholic Radio 88.1. Thanks to our producer, Luis Torres, back in the Catholic Radio studios. 2-1 to Carson Fitch. He swings, fouls another one off. Evens the count at 2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs in the bottom of the first inning. Umpire gives the ready for play. Hoag looks intently to his catcher. Now in the full delivery to Carson Fitch. Fastball outside corner. Hoag is dealing. That's two consecutive strikeouts, but not before the Crusaders score five big ones. The lead is 5-0. Heelan over Lamars will take a one-minute timeout here on Sioux Lane Catholic Radio 88.1.
Hi, I'm Neil Pfeiffer, Knights of Columbus Insurance General Agent, serving Catholic families in the Omaha and Northeast Nebraska area by providing them life insurance, disability insurance, and long-term care insurance, as well as retirement and legacy planning. Contact us today at 1-800-379-0180 to find out how we can protect your family. 1-800-379-0180.
I suppose so, okay today.
Have you taken your medicine today?
I got it in my hand, just trying to get the dang thing open. Oh, shoot. I just dropped them all over the floor. I can't even see where they all went. You know, I sure could use some help around here.
Tri-State Nursing offers home care from 2 hours to 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call today, 277-4442.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
Come back to all the action, top of the second inning, as the Bulldogs will have Gangler, Carpenter, Peterson, and Bixenman as the 6, 7, 8, 9 hitters up for the Bulldogs. Thanks to Neil Pfeiffer Insurance Agents for sponsoring tonight's game. Gangler, the right-handed hitter, who comes into the game batting 267, awaits this one from Caleb LeFevre, who had a very interesting top of the first inning but was able to get out of it with no damage on the scoreboard. Fastball inside off the plate, 1-0 to Keegan Gangler. Crusaders pretty much playing a straightaway defense throughout the diamond. Fastball misses the plate, 2-0. Almost hit Gangler as he stepped back in the batter's box. Now back in, 2-0. LeFevre delivers a fastball. This one has popped up to Baker, who goes to his left, calls off the right fielder Bleeker. Baker makes the first out of the inning in center field. So Gangler is retired. One away to bring up Cole Carpenter up next, the center fielder for the Bulldogs, batting 292 on the year. I'd say about 40% of the red seats are occupied and probably 35 to 40% of the blue seats here at Lewis and Clark Park. Carpenter ducks under this one, fastball. We've seen LeFevre miss arm side twice to the first batter, Gangler, and once now to Carpenter over his helmet. So Carpenter will shake that one off and get back into the batter's box. Count is 1-0 with one away in the top of the second inning here on Siouxland Catholic Radio. This one hits him in the back, and he will take that painful trip to first base. Good news for Carpenter was a bit of an off-speed pitch that hit him right square in the middle of the back. So Carpenter will be at first for the Bulldogs to bring up Chase Peterson, the catcher, batting 174. And because of that last pitch, quick meeting with Raiden Erickson to the mound to chat with LeFevre. Runner at first is Cole Carpenter. Takes 6 steps off first base. LeFevre from the stretch looks intently at Erickson. And now back on the mound. Off speed down the middle of the plate for strike one. Nice emphatic strike call throughout the day here from the home plate umpire, making things nice and interesting at Lewis and Clark Park, Mercy One Field. Off speed is hit to left field. Chibanos under it, no problem. Canicorn for the second out of the inning. So a fly out to Baker in center, and then a fly out to left field. And Chibanos will bring up the ninth place hitter, Cy Bixenman. Left fielder batting 244 for the Bulldogs. Another lefty for the Bulldogs as he steps into the plate. Quick calls for a timeout, and now is ready for the pitch for LeFevre. LeFevre from the stretch, fastball misses off plate, 1-0. Tampa's now 88 and sunny. Fastball delivered outside corner, strike one. So one ball, one strike, two outs to Cy Bixenman. LeFevre. This one is grounded to the second baseman, Fitch. Fitch over to Erickson for the 4-3 putout. And just like that, Bulldogs send up 4, but no results on the scoreboard. So Heland remains on top 5-0 as we head to the bottom of the second inning on Siouxland Catholic Radio 88.1. Of course, a reminder, the Bishop Heland Gold Club golf outing is due up Friday, August 9th at the Sioux City Country Club. Lunch will begin at 11. 18 holes of golf begins at noon. To participate, just sign up at bishopheland.org/giving/goldclub. It's $150 for an individual, $600 for a foursome, and $75 for a Bishop Heelan Catholic School employee. So sign up today and do some golfing August 9th at the Sioux City Country Club. If I were to make a list of all the places I want to be right now, I think Sioux City Country Club and then here at Lewis and Clark Park, where we are treated to a lot of offensive output, especially behind the bats. Let's see, in the first inning, Bleeker, Lefevre, Baker, Schaefer, and Ethan Erickson all scored. So two through six in the batting order all scored, and that's why we have a 5-0 lead. So five runs on four hits, no errors. Lamar's has had three hits through two innings, but no crucial hits when they needed it, so that's why they have no runs. So no runs, three hits for the Bulldogs. We played a clean game, no errors whatsoever. We'll see if that trend continues. Up for the Heelan Crusaders will be the ninth place hitter, Hunter Wahab, followed by the leadoff hitter, Chibanos, Bleeker, and Lefevre for the Crusaders. And we were told that Hogue would be a really impressive pitcher, and he definitely showed that once he came in. He got both Raiden Erickson and Carson Fitch, both struck out looking. So we'll see if Hunter Wahab can reverse that trend as he leads off the bottom of the second inning for the Heelan Crusaders here on Siouxland Catholic Radio, 88.1 KFHC in Sioux City. So Hunter Wahab looking to start a little action in the bottom of the second inning. Fastball off the plate inside, 1-0 to Hunter Wahab. Hogue with that powerful fastball. The left-handed pitching Hogue in the full delivery. Fastball just a little bit outside of the strike zone. So 2-0 count to Hunter Wahab as he relaxes and shrugs his shoulder to prepare this next pitch from Hogue. Hogue, the left-hander. Pitch fouled off right side. Might have made it to the parking lot. And then JB, as is customary, reminds fans here to return the baseballs. One of my favorite traditions at Lewis and Clark Park when there's high school games. 2-1 is the count to Wahab. Fastball called strike two. Evens the count, 2-2. No outs in the bottom of the second inning. If you're just joining us here on Catholic Radio, 88.1. Crusaders on top, 5-0 over the Bulldogs. Barreled out to left field, about 3 feet foul. That would have definitely been at least a double for Hunter Wahab as he has to run back to the home plate. He claps his hands once, clearly frustrated that that was almost down the line. But the count remains 2-2 to Hunter Wahab. See if he can replicate it just a little bit more to the right and in fair territory. Fastball almost called for a strike. You can tell that the catcher for the Bulldogs, Chase Peterson, was cajoling the home plate ump. Come on. He thought they got just enough of the inside part of the plate. Was not the case. So the count runs full to Hunter Wahab. Hogue is dealing this one just off the plate, though. Was almost painting that corner. So Hunter Wahab will get a leadoff walk over to first base to bring up George Chibanos. Last time up, he flied out to the second baseman before the scoring explosion with Jaron Bleeker followed. So Chibanos 0-for-1 on the day, but now has an opportunity. And Hunter Wahab, his buddy at first base, who takes five steps off first base, does Wahab. Pickoff play. Wahab gets back, no problem. We do have the third baseman for the Bulldogs, Evan Jalis, into the infield expecting a bunt. Will Chibanos bunt? He's got that world-class soccer speed. We'll see if he uses it here. Wahab, an aggressive leadoff first. Chibanos looks at the fastball, called for a strike. 0-1 on George Chibanos. Evan Jalis playing in on the infield grass, expecting that bunt from Chibanos, who did not offer, but now he does offer. Jalis charges in from third, pickoff move back to first, and Wahab is able to get back. First baseman now is Keegan Gengler for the Bulldogs. Jalis all the way in, even with the pitcher. This is bunted right to Jalis. Jalis over to first for a 5-3 putout. And that does advance the runner, Hunter Wahab, to second base. So an impressive sacrifice bunt by Chabanos. Most of the entire ballpark knew it was coming, including the third baseman, Jalis, who still did an admirable job to barehand that ball and get it over to the first baseman in Gangler to be able to get the put out. So Jaron Bleeker, the Iowa commit, steps in now with a golden opportunity. Hunter Wahab at second base. Jaron Bleeker started that scoring explosion with a single in the first inning, part of that five-run first inning for the Crusaders. Jaron Bleeker looks at a fastball behind him. That will allow the runner, Hunter Wahab, to advance from second to third with the wild pitch. That was behind Bleeker, probably about, I'd say, 8 to 10 inches behind his left foot. And all the way back to the backstop. Good job by Chase Peterson for the Bulldogs, chasing it down to keep the runner Wahab at third. Runner at third, one away in the bottom of the second inning. Infield is in. They want to cut off anything at the plate. 1-0 delivery to Bleeker. Swing, and I thought for a second it was going to hit him. It was an inside pitch. He just was able to get a foul tip on it over to the on-deck circle of Lamar's. Evens up with the count at 1-1 with one away in the bottom of the second inning. Bleeker will look to take a more aggressive swing on this one. And he does, right past the center second baseman into right field, and he is going for two, an aggressive move. He slides in, and that was a double. Base out of sure energy and will power. Jaron Bleeker with a double. He will score Wahab easily from third. And just like that, Crusaders on top, 6-0. And a great piece of hitting by Jaron Bleeker. We're going to miss seeing him in blue and gold as he readies for his next step. But a key double will bring up Caleb Lefevre. Score is 6-0 Helan over Lamar's. And a ground ball just got past the second baseman for Lamar's, Tate Murphy. Murphy and Kasel holding on Bleeker at second. Bleeker just four steps off second base. Shortstop goes back to his position. Swung on and hit over to the shortstop, Kasel. Kasel over to first base to record the second out of the inning. And Bleeker stays at second base wisely. So 6-3 put out for Lefevre. We'll bring up the cleanup hitter, Brady Baker. Last time up, he had a solid single and also scored the center fielder for Helan. Of course, Sean Schaefer had that huge triple to score three Crusaders earlier in the game. Pickoff throw back to second. Tate Murphy is covering, and dive back by Jaron Bleeker made it no problem whatsoever. So Brady Baker awaits this pitch. Hoag looks back to the runner at second. Fastball off the plate, 1-0. We've had three singles, a triple, and a homer over the fence so far in this game for the Crusaders. Fastball out of the strike zone, high, 2-0. Hoag will at times have problems with control. He does give up a decent amount of walks for the Bulldogs, but when he is firing and hitting the plate, he is dangerous out there. Baker swing and a miss, an aggressive swing with intent. 2-1 to Brady Baker. Jaron Bleeker off second base, 1, 2, 3, 4, now five steps, draw some attention from Tate Murphy, the second baseman for the Bulldogs. Swung on, missed again by Brady Baker. He is not getting cheated with his cuts, though. Two full swings to bring the count 2-2 with two outs in the bottom of the second inning here on Siouxland Catholic Radio, 88.1 KFHC. Fastball down low, just missed. Brings the count full. So full count, runner at second, two away as the ball gets away from Hoag on the mound. Hoag retrieves it, now steps back on the rubber. Brady Baker would absolutely love to score Bleeker from second. See if he can get it done. Baker swing and a miss. He goes down swinging for the third out of the inning. But the Crusaders were able to play a little small ball there and get one across. So the score is Heelan 6, Lamar's nothing. We'll take a one-minute timeout here on Siouxland Catholic Radio 88.1.
Hi, I'm Jeremy Borgers with Knights of Columbus Insurance at 402-750-4775, serving Catholic families in the West Point, Lyons, Pender, Emerson, South Sioux City, and Takema areas. By providing life, disability, and long-term care insurance, as well as retirement and legacy planning. Contact me today at 402-750-4775 to find out how I can protect you and your family.
Splish splash, you'll be having a blast on a rubber ducky floating mat. Family fun under the sun, just don't forget your sunscreen and hat. When summer's near, so is the heat. That's why our mats just can't be beat. Splish splash all day long on a rubber ducky mat is where you belong. You'll be a splishing and a splashing. Oh yeah!
Rubber Ducky is a proud supporter of 88.1 Catholic Radio and Bishop Heelan. Visit us at rubberducky.com.
And now back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
During the course of that break, I just informed Zach James that Heelan is up 6-0 on some great offensive output in the first two innings and some impressive pitching by LeFevre on the mound, as we'll bring up the leadoff hitter, Tegan Kasel, who grounded out to Schaefer in the first inning. To start off the top of the third inning, Kasel steps in, awaits his pitch from LeFevre, fastball off the plate. I thought for a second there was going to be a strike call. He fooled me. He deked me on that one. So the count is 1-0 to Tegan Kasel, who is batting .351 entering the game. Kasel squibs this one off to the Heelan dugout, brings the count to 1-1. Crusaders on top 6-0 based on five big hits, timely hits, keyed by that triple by Schaefer and the homer over the fence by Ethan Erickson. Kasel looks at a sweeper that hits him, right on the backside. So I would say that's probably one of the better places to get hit. Of course, I'm here in the air-conditioned press box, so I'm not in danger of getting hit by anyone. That is the second hit pitcher for the Bulldogs. Cole Carpenter got one last inning and now hit by a pitcher. Kasel moves down to first. I bring up Aiden Hoag, who's done a great job on the mound, really causing the thing to settle down for the Bulldogs. Looks at this fastball outside, called for a ball. 1-0 now, the count to Hoag. As Kasel takes a big lead off first, and I'm not the only one to notice that, as LeFevre throws over to Ethan Erickson, applies the tag, but Kasel is back safely. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 steps. Now takes a seventh step. Ethan Erickson holding him on. Swing and a little squibber. This will be a problem. LeFevre off the mound, over to Erickson for the putout. I thought that was going to be a little more dangerous coming off the plate. It looked like an extremely effective bunt. So the 1-3 putout will advance Tegan Kasel over from first to second, bring up Tate Murphy. Last time up, he did single for the Bulldogs. Runner at second is Tegan Kasel, and Tate Murphy, the right-handed hitter, awaits this pitch from LeFevre. LeFevre from stretch. Schaefer giving him the business there at second base. Now steps back to shortstop. LeFevre focuses on the plate and a strike fastball on the outside paint brings the count to 0-1 on Tate Murphy. Bulldogs with their red uniforms and white helmets in the action today. A beautiful night at Lewis and Clark Park. A bit on the steamy side, but great for baseball. Sweeper just missed off the plate. This home plate umpire does a great job of letting you know exactly where it misses. He said just a little bit off the plate inside. So lots of communication there from the home plate umpire, which we in the press box like a lot. So 1-1 is the count on Murphy. Swing and squibbed off with some funny English will go to the Lamar's dugout to bring the count to 1-2. Ethan Erickson always ready to retrieve a errant ball. gets one and tosses it to the home plate ump, who makes a nice catch barehanded. Of course, he doesn't have a glove because he's an umpire, so that makes sense. 1-2 is the count on Tate Murphy. Runner at second is Kasel, who reached on a hit-by-pitch. Well, too much time for Murphy's liking, so he steps out. As we have a speeder going by on the bypass, you can probably hear him in the crowd mic there. Tate Murphy with the 1-2 pitch, swings. Baker charges from center field. Out goes Fitch. And great play by the center fielder, Brady Baker, calling off the second baseman, Fitch. So that will be recorded as a flyout to Baker in center. And we'll bring up Evan Jalis. The third baseman did a great job on the bunt earlier in the last inning by the Crusaders. So Jalis flew out to the third baseman last time up. He comes up with two outs, runner at second for the Bulldogs. Lefevre, fastball off the plate, in the dirt. Raiden Erickson has done a tremendous job all year, and he continues that trend, getting in front of the ball, making sure it doesn't go wayward, and advance the runner over to third. So great job by Raiden Erickson. Count is 1-0 on Evan Jalis. Jalis with that deep crouch, swings and misses. Count evens at one here at Lewis and Clark Park. Jalis batting .229 on the year, looking to score Kasel from second base. Schaefer showing some attention to Kasel. Now Schaefer back in his traditional shortstop position. Fastball, and actually more of a sweeper that curves from the inside over to the inside part of the plate. An effective pitch by Lefevre brings the count to 1-2 on Evan Jalis. Swing and pass, Wahab and Schaefer in between. The runner will stay at third. So an impressive hit by Evan Jalis will have runners at the corners for Braden Dreckman, their most dangerous hitter, who actually got a single last time up, but the inning ended on a fantastic putout from Brady Baker to Raiden Erickson for the 8-2 putout to end that first inning. And looking back, that was extremely huge. So Braden Dreckman, no, he wants another opportunity here to get another hit that will have a different outcome. Left-handed hitter swings, and this one is absolutely destroyed over the right fielder. And that was Bleeker and right. He'll be at second, and they'll put the stop sign up on the runner at third. So a runner does score, but that is a big double. So Braden Dreckman has been the offensive star of the game for the Bulldogs with a single in the first, now a double in the third, and a big RBI for Dreckman. So Keegan Gangler will look to keep things going for the Bulldogs as they're creating a little bit of noise here in the top of the third inning. Already scored one, runners at second and third. Two outs. Lefevre, Mr. Steady Eddie on the mound, will look to make sure he can keep his composure and get him out here with just that one run scored. Helet on top, 6-1. Lamar's now tallied their fifth hit of the evening. Gangler hits this one in the outfield and drops right in front of Chibanos, who makes a diving attempt to no avail. So the runners at second and third will both score on the single by Keegan Gangler. And those Bulldogs have a little bite to them as the score is now 6-3 in favor of the Crusaders. But it's a different ball game here in the top of the third inning as we have a pause in the action as Cole Carpenter talks to his head coach and looks to get some instruction here. Keegan Gangler stands on first base. Bulldogs have scored three here in the top of the third inning. The lead now 6-3 in honor of the Crusaders. And with that hit, both squads now have five hits on the day. So Cole Carpenter was hit by pitch last time up. He'll look to continue this for the Bulldogs. Fastball called for a strike. Good composure by Lefevre. 0-1 is the count. You can tell tensions are high. This is a big playoff game. Winner advances to the action on Wednesday. Fastball swung on and missed by Cole Carpenter. He is in a hole, 0-2 on Lefevre. You know Lefevre wants that third strike here. He is dialed in. Pays no attention to the runner at first. Nods his head. He wants to get out of this inning and now. Now steps off the mound, off the rubber. Now back on. Little Texas two-step there by Lefebvre as he is looking for that third strike. Head nod. Delivers. Almost hits Carpenter. Carpenter turns away. So 1-2. There's no way Carpenter was hitting that one. It was in his chili. So 1-2 is the count to Cole Carpenter. Swing over Schaefer's head and deposited into center fielder Baker. So that will be now the sixth hit and another single. So the last four hitters we've seen a single, double, single, single. Four consecutive hits and runners at first and second. That'll bring the tying run Chase Peterson up to the plate. He did fly out to Chabanos last time up. Got some pretty good contact on it in the second inning. Here in the top of the third inning, the Bulldogs are definitely producing some offensive power. Swing and a miss by Chase Peterson. Lamar is definitely showing some spirit and climbing back into this game. Now with a three-run deficit, tying run, and Chase Peterson is at the plate. Runners at first and second for the Bulldogs. Hit by pitch once again. That is the third time a Bulldog has been plunked. So that'll put Peterson down to first base, Carpenter to second, and Gangler at third. Gangler, Carpenter, Peterson on the base pass, and we have a meeting on the mound with Andy Osborne out there. Could this be a pitching change? Or will it be just words of advice? Hard to tell from this vantage point, but the entire infield is gathered around Lefebvre. Lefebvre adjusts his bill of his hat as he gets some tutelage there from Andy Osborne, who gives him the double clap and heads back to the dugout. So Lefebvre will stay in the game. If there is another game on Wednesday, you would fully expect Jaron Bleeker to get the start on Wednesday, and that game could be at North. But Crusaders have to get out of this damage here. Bases are loaded with Bulldogs. The ninth-place hitter, Cy Bixenman, who is batting .244 on the year. He is a left-hand hitter. He grounded out to the second baseman, Fitch, in the second inning. Off-speed pitch over the plate, called for a strike. So you can fully assume that Osborne said, hey, take a deep breath, just get one over the plate, get that first strike, as he's probably not going to be swinging out the first strike, and that was the case. Now, gas just off the plate. That was interesting because you had the off-speed pitch, and then you follow it up with a fastball, probably upper 80s, just off the plate. So Bixenman is getting his workout here. Sweeper a bit high as it tailed back over the plate. It was a beautiful pitch from this vantage point, just maybe an inch high or 2 inches high. So Bixenman now a 2-1 count with the bases loaded with Bulldogs. Swing and a miss. Count is even at 2-2. Aiden Erickson pops up, fires it back to Lefebvre. This is high drama at Lewis and Clark Park, Mercy One Field. The press box is standing up with all the excitement. My bald head is sweating. It's 2-2, two outs, bases loaded with Bulldogs. Lefebvre just off the plate. Fastball misses. This is why the people pay big money to come to this game to see this one. And while you're listening on Catholic Radio, you're getting some enjoyment. Full count, two outs, Lefebvre in the full delivery. Strike three called. Fastball, upper register of the strike zone. That is probably the biggest strikeout of Lefebvre's career. The high drama, and he resulted in a big-time fastball for strike three. Wow. Crusaders get out of it 6-3 as we head to the bottom of the third inning. Take a one-minute timeout. Siouxland Catholic Radio, 88.1.
Missouri Valley Land and Cattle Consultants started up in 1987 by Mike and Virgene. They specialized in buying and selling cattle. You can reach Michael Vischer at 712-251-4232. They're located in Dakota Dunes, South Dakota.
In banking, as in life, we think details matter. That's why we dress the part, strive to do the right thing, dot the I's, cross the T's, and take care of all the little things that affect the big picture. At Security National Bank, we believe the small stuff can make a big difference, no matter where you are on your financial journey. Security National Bank. Everything matters.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
I am sending text messages off like I am a young fan at a Taylor Swift concert, letting Zach know about all the action he's missing as he's at a conference out of town. We have seen lots of things transpire throughout the last half inning. Bulldogs now have cut it to a three-run lead. Good news for the Crusaders, still have that three-run lead, but Hogue has been dealing the last one and two-thirds inning. Sean Schaefer is up. He tripled, and so far the stars of the game offensively have been Sean Schaefer and the dude that's on deck, Ethan Erickson, who hit that bomb to left field over the Pioneer Auto sign and parked it for a two-run homer. Schaefer looks at a fastball outside off the plate. Count is 1-1 on Sean Schaefer. He has some power displayed at hitting that big one over the head of Dreckman earlier today. This one popped up right above our broadcast location and past the roof as the kids scurry to get that foul ball and return it back to the dugout. So 1-2 on Sean Schaefer. Looks to keep that offensive mojo up from his last appearance in the first inning. 1-2 from Hogue. Fastball fouled off by Sean Schaefer, staying alive. This one will head over to the third base side fans. Almost a catch made, and everyone's okay over there? Yes, indeed. So the count now is 1-2 on Sean Schaefer. It'll be Sean Schaefer, Ethan Erickson on deck, and Raiden Erickson in the hole. But so far the five RBIs have come from Schaefer and Erickson, so we'll see if that will continue. 1-2 count, offering from Hogue. Fastball misses by about a foot outside. Count evens at 2-2. No outs here in the bottom of the third inning. Crusaders looking to add some insurance as the Bulldogs showed a lot of spunk that last half inning. Schaefer barrels this one out to center field, and the center fielder is on a horse, and a great play by Cole Carpenter. Cole Carpenter probably went, I'm going to say, about 20 yards. I think I have to use yards today because it was the release of the college football game. So it was definitely about 20 to 25 yards, and just like that, Carpenter was able to chase it down. So Schaefer is retired. And that'll bring up one of our offensive stars of the game, Ethan Erickson. Would love to see a reboot of what he did last time at the plate, which is hit one that hasn't quite landed yet. Ethan Erickson, the right-handed hitter with 9 homers on the year, looks at a fastball called for a strike. The Heelan faithful not enthused with that call. As there's a little bit of chatter, I can hear the play-by-play guy from Lamar's describe the action that you could tell was controversial. So Ethan Erickson looks at this one, swing and a miss on Ethan Erickson. This one misses high. Correction, there was that was the Lamar's crew that was objecting to the call. That was called a ball, not a strike. My apologies. So 2-1, an advantageous hitting count for Ethan Erickson, looking to do some damage. Swing and a miss as he was swinging for the fences on that delivery from Hogue. 2-2 is the count to Ethan Erickson. Ethan Erickson with one away here in the bottom of the third inning. Bounces to the backstop, brings the count full to Ethan Erickson, who hit his 9th homer in the first inning. He is batting .290 with impressive power that's really kind of surged throughout the course of the year, especially as of late. Hogue stares down Erickson, now in full delivery. Erickson swings. That is a missile that is fouled off, and luckily no one hurt as it goes just past the stands. And what would be the auxiliary stands, which are empty currently, thankfully. So full count offering once again to Ethan Erickson from Hogue from the Bulldogs. Left-hander looks into Erickson, delivers, throws behind Erickson, and Erickson does a little dance out of the way and will head down to first base with a base on balls. So a walk issued to Ethan Erickson. That'll bring up Raiden Erickson. Struck out looking last time up. Now Ethan Erickson is standing on first base with just one away. Just that fly out from Schaefer to the center fielder. Our only outs of this bottom of the third inning. Carson Fitch waits on deck for the Crusaders. Erickson takes four steps off first base. Fastball outside corner, called for a strike. This Hogue has got a skill set on him. You can tell he is the real deal for the Bulldogs. That was the first walk issued to the Crusaders. I'm sorry, second walk of the game issued to the Crusaders. Fastball gets away from the catcher. That allows Ethan Erickson to put on the jets and motor down to second base. So Ethan Erickson at second base, and the count now is 1-1 on Raiden Erickson. Would love to get a RBI as we've seen the offensive bats come alive for the Bulldogs, especially in the first and third inning. Erickson swings, fouls it into the netting. Count now 1-2 on Raiden Erickson. Ethan Erickson taken, let's see, 1-2. Now three, four, five steps, six steps off second base. Draw some attention from the second baseman, Tate Murphy. Raiden Erickson grounds this to the shortstop over to first for the 6-3 putout. Ethan Erickson had no choice but to stay at second base. So two are down for Carson Fitch, who is looking for a big two-out RBI to score Ethan Erickson from second. Carson Fitch, last time up, struck out looking in the first inning, his second plate appearance, with Hunter Wahab now on deck for the Crusaders. Thanks for checking out all the action here on Catholic Radio 88.1. As Fitch awaits this one from Hogue, looks back the runner Erickson at second, now delivers, fastball off the plates, 1-0. Wind is blowing out a little bit more now. I'd say about 7 to 10 miles per hour. It is blowing out to right field currently. Carson Fitch sends it to right field just past the foul line, probably about 10 feet, and over to the tarp area. And so we'll retrieve that ball or just leave it out there. Nope, we are going to retrieve it, so it may be just a quick pause here. Ready for play. Hogue looks back Erickson. Now looks at the batter Fitch. Now throws back Erickson, able to get back. The throw gets away just about 5 feet away, so Erickson will stay on second base. You're listening to KFHC 88.1, Sioux City Ponca, Siouxland Catholic Radio 88.1 as Wing Gus comes and gets some of my papers. Fastball off the plate, 2-1, the delivery from Hogue. So Carson Fitch, he would love to deposit one here in the outfield to score Ethan Erickson. Left fielder playing way back in Bixenman and left. Fitch, I thought, called for a strike, and you can tell Lamar's fans are not happy with that as the count now runs to 3-1. The home plate ump did say it was off the plate. So 3-1 to Carson Fitch. Fitch waggles the bat back and forth. Looks at this one off the plate. So he'll get a base on balls. That's now the third free offering to the Crusaders to bring up Hunter Wahab. Last time up, he was one of those three walks. Reached on a walk in the second inning. We are currently in the third inning with the Crusaders on top 6-3 over the Bulldogs. Visiting from Lamar's here at Lewis and Clark Park, Mercy One Field. Absolutely gorgeous night for baseball. And a huge amount of fans both from Helan and visitors from Lamar's. Wahab swing fouls off. And the count is 0-1. Just able to kind of nub that one back in between the backstop and the Helan dugout. Wahab steps out, gets some direction from Andy Osborne, some encouragement. Runners at first and second. We do have two away in the bottom of the second inning. Swing and a miss by Hunter Wahab. The count is 0-2. Lamar is playing pretty much straight away except for the second baseman. Tate Murphy is showing some attention to Ethan Erickson off second. Fastball down low, just missed. That's the kind of pitch you want to have, 0-2. Hogus pitched extremely well, giving up just that one run to the Crusaders. And really kind of steadying the ship for the Bulldogs. Wahab in a deep crouch awaits this one. Swings and pops it up high. A possible play for the first baseman. Nope, runs out of real estate. Great job by Gangler chasing after it to the fence. It was probably about 5 feet past the fence and no play for Gangler, so he'll go back. The runners will head back to second and first, respectively. Ethan Erickson at second, Carson Fitch over at first, and Hunter Wahab at the plate. 1-2, two outs in the bottom of the second inning. Hogue has been dealing for the Bulldogs as he is in the stretch. Looks back to runner Erickson at second. Hogue delivers to Fitch as he patiently looks at the fastball off the plate to even the count at 2-2. And I think both Crusader and Bulldog fans can agree that was indeed a ball off the plate. So 2-2, two outs here in the bottom of the third. Hogue delivers. Fitch puts it in play over into the outfield. Ethan Erickson is looking to score. He rounds third, and the throw is through to the home plate. Now a throw to third base. They will get the runner at third, but Ethan Erickson scores on that big single by Hunter Wahab. And so, after three complete, Thielen leads 7-3. We'll take a one-minute timeout and give you our legal ID here on Siouxland Catholic Radio 88.1.
Busch Dry Cleaners is proud to be an environmental leader. Our Green Earth cleaning process serves to establish us as one of Siouxland's concerned businesses. The new Green Earth solution is good for you, our customers, because it's an excellent cleaner, it's odorless, and leaves your clothes feeling and looking like new. It is good for our industry because it's non-toxic and can be handled easily and safely. At Busch Dry Cleaners, it's just good for everybody.
Hi, I'm Matt Sentions with the Knights Columbus Insurance at 712-880-1188, serving the Catholic families in the Sioux City, Danbury, Ida Grove, and Denison areas with long-term care insurance, life insurance, disability income insurance, as well as retirement and legacy planning. Contact me today at 712-880-1188 to find out how the Knights Columbus Insurance can help protect you and your family.
You're listening to FM 88.1, KFHC, Ponca, Sioux City, and KOIA, Storm Lake, Siouxland Catholic Radio.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
All right, let's set the stage for you. We are at the top of the fourth inning. Bulldogs scored three big runs that last stanza. So top of the fourth, leadoff hitter Tegan Castle, who was hit by pitch last time up, he puts this one deep to left field. We'll get over Chibanos. Chibanos is running to the warning track, trying to keep it to a double. He does, as he effectively hits Sean Schaefer, the cutoff man. So a big double to lead things off for Tegan Castle, and he is on second base. That is not how you want to start off the inning, as Lefevre, who trots back to the mound. And you can tell this Bulldog team is 100% legit. Hogue grounded out to the pitcher and also got a single. He is 1-for-2 on the day, batting .327 for the Bulldogs. He's a left-handed hitter, awaits this pitch from Lefevre. Lefevre drills it to Fitch, gets right past him. Will that score the runner from second? It could, but Jaron Bleeker is in right field. And so the Bulldogs coaching staff, led by Trent Erskine, Eckstein, did a great job of doing their homework. And they know you don't run on Jaron Bleeker. He's got an absolute rifle there in right field. So The bad news for the Crusaders, we do have runners at first and third for the Bulldogs. No outs, and the third-place hitter, Tate Murphy, is up. Third-place hitter, batting .333. He singled first time up and flew out to Baker, who made a great play in center field. So 1-for-2 on the day, Tate Murphy. Bulldogs at first and third. Lefevre from the stretch delivers. In the dirt, Raiden Erickson, another great defensive stop. So far, I would say Raiden Erickson is our defensive player of the game for the Crusaders. He has been doing yeoman's work there behind the plate. So runners on the corner. Lefevre deals, and Raiden Erickson again stops it. I think he's trying out for the X's. Raiden Erickson is absolutely showing his talent behind the plate for the Crusaders. Bad news is we have a 2-0 count to Tate Murphy. Runners at first and third. Lefevre from the stretch. Off speed, hit over Schaefer's head into left field. That will score one Bulldog in the name of Tegan Castle. So Hogue advances to second. Tate Murphy over at first. Runners at first and second. The score now, Heelan on top, 7-4. Raiden Erickson taking a beat. Going to meet with Lefevre to calm him down as we have this pivotal moment in the game. Top of the fourth inning, now we have Coach Andy Osborne, who recently notched his 501st win for the Crusaders, coming out, and I believe this will be a pitching change as he takes the ball from Lefevre. Lefevre getting a nice round of applause from the Heelan faithful as he exits the game, and we will have a new pitcher. And who is that pitcher? We will find out in one moment. I was unable to get the player number. So let's take a quick 30-second timeout. We'll reset it for you as we come back. 30-second timeout on Sioux Lane Catholic Radio 88.1.
Verity Group is a regional certified public accounting firm with an office in North Sioux City. Tim Sweeney has more than 35 years helping people and businesses with their financial needs. The knowledgeable team at Verity Group will help you manage your finances in a professional and personal manner. Please call Tim at 605-242-6617 for more information. Tim is a 1979 graduate of Bishop Heelan Catholic High School. His children have graduated from Heelan, and his grandchildren are currently in the system. Verity Group CPA is a proud supporter of KFHC and Heelan Athletics.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
All right, we have some defensive changes for the Crusaders. Hunter Wahab is on the mound for the Crusaders. He will take over for Lefevre, who exits this game. Connor Sitzman will enter the game and cover for Wahab, who comes in from third base. So Wahab to pitcher from third, Connor Sitzman from the dugout to third base. That's your defensive changes. And the game has gotten extremely tight here, 7-4 with that tying run coming to the plate, and Evan Jalis, who on the day has flew out to the third baseman, also got a single in the third inning. So Evan Jalis represents the tying run here on Sioux Lane Catholic Radio, 88.1. And once again, Wahab will look to change the fortunes here for the Crusaders. Tell you what, give credit to the Bulldogs. They have come out offensively dealing and being aggressive with some really hits that there's nothing you can do, just hitting them where they ain't. And so Evan Jalis batting .229 on the year. He is the cleanup hitter for the Bulldogs. Runners at first and second. Top of the fourth inning, he shows bunt. He lays down a bunt. Wahab off the mound over to Ethan Erickson, who loses it in the sun. And that will allow the runner to score from a second and advance over to third. So runners at second and third as the runner was allowed to score. So the score is now 7-5. As that effective bunt, Ethan Erickson just... It's the worst time of day to look over to third base as the sun is starting to factor into that play at first base. So Braden Dreckman is up now for the Bulldogs, and he hit a huge double last time up. So this is definitely not our trend here. 7-5, Crusaders on top. That's good news. Bad news, no outs. Runners at second and third. Dreckman, the left-handed hitter, fouls this one into the stands. Will go into the fourth row of the blue seats right behind the Heelan dugout. Trying to get a look at the posture of the Heelan dugout. You can tell they're definitely concerned, but I think still confident from this perspective from what I can see. 0-1 is the count to Dreckman, with that big double, also got a single. He's been one of the big stars of the game for the Bulldogs. Fastball misses down low in the dirt as we have geese flying over Lewis and Clark Park. I don't know if that's a good omen or a bad omen. Runners at second and third, no outs, geese overhead. 1-1, off speed, cross the plate, key strike from Hunter Wahab, who's going to earn his pitches here today as the Bulldogs definitely showing their offensive stride recently. Dreckman, 393 on the year. Swing and a miss. Hunter Wahab gets him to offer, and that will strike out Dreckman. So a big strikeout from Hunter Wahab. One out now for Keegan Gangler, who is the first baseman, batting 267. He's a right-handed hitter. Bulldogs at second and third. You know Gangler wants to score him. He got a single last time up. He also flew out to Baker in center field for the Crusaders. Gangler steps in, awaits this from Wahab, who just got that big strikeout. Shows bunt, and the runner from third was advancing, I'd say, about a third of the way, maybe a quarter of the way home, and he advances, heads back to third base now. So 0-1 is the count on Gangler, who just showed bunt. Will he show it again? Could this be a squeeze opportunity? He does offer a bunt and swings through it, bunts through it, and misses. So 0-2, I would assume now that bunt call is off by Dreckman. By Gangler. Gangler steps out, gets some advice from the third base coach, now steps back in. Looks like the bunt is off the outfield. Sitzman is just off the infield grass. Swinging away and over to right field. Bleeker, will we have a show out at home? Nope. That one was cut off by Ethan Erickson. And credit this Bulldog coaching staff. They know it's a no-go on Jaron Bleeker and Wright. So a fly out to Bleeker will be the second big out. And now Hunter Wahab could get out of this inning. And what a fantastic opportunity that would be for the Crusaders, as Cole Carpenter has other intentions as he steps in. He's a right-handed hitter for the Bulldogs. He singled last time up, was also hit by pitch, so he's been on base both times up. Cole Carpenter swings, pops it up, and Ethan Erickson chases it to the fence and runs out of room. So that'll be a loud first strike for Cole Carpenter. As Ethan Erickson enters back into the field of play, gets ready over there at first base. Now Heelan is a step back in their normal fielding position as Sitzman steps about four steps back into the dirt. This one is dribbled off over to Sitzman, who's unable to come up with it, and that will allow Carpenter to get to first. Not sure if that's an infield hit or possibly an error, but that is a run scored for the Bulldogs, and that will be a score of 7-6 now for the Crusaders as the Bulldogs are battling back. Heelan with five in the first, one in the second and third for their seven runs, and the Crusaders have made all their damage in this inning and last. Three in the third, three in the fourth. It's 7-6, two outs with Chase Peterson, the catcher, up for the Bulldogs from Lamar's. Peterson on the year is batting 174, hit by pitch, and flew out to left first time up. Runners on the corners. Fastball high inside off the plate, 1-0 to Chase Peterson. And you can see Cole Carpenter is shielding his eye as he takes that lead off first. That is a dangerous situation there, combating the sun right into your eyes. Swing, and this is a nice play by Connor Sitzman. Over to Ethan Erickson. Sitzman to Erickson. A great job. 5-3 put out. And whoo, you can exhale. Crusaders maintain that lead by the narrowest of margins, 7-6, as we head to the bottom of the fourth inning. And we'll remind you that EWTN's host of Women of Grace and general manager Johnette and Jack Williams will speak at Siouxland Catholic Radio's annual dinner. The dinner has moved to a new day, time, and venue this year. Dinner with Johnette and Jack will be held on Tuesday, September 17th. At Country Events Celebration Center, a fantastic venue. at 5606 Hamilton Boulevard in Sioux City. A private reception will be held from 4 to 5, social hour at 5. Dinner and the program will be at 6:15. Date on that is Tuesday, September 17th. Make plans to attend. I'd like to thank St. Augustine Indian Mission and Neil Pfeiffer Insurance Agents Tim Daigle and Spencer, Peter and Matt Sunchins in Danbury, Rob Waterhouse in Storm Lake, Jeremy Borchers in South Sioux and West Point. Also like to thank Action Coach XL Edge, Bargain Center, Barclay Asphalt, Bush Dry Cleaners, Catholic Charities, Christina Martinez, and Christy Smith Funeral Homes for all their help and, of course, bringing you this game on Sioux Lane Catholic Radio. Thanks to Luis Torres, who's been doing a great job. I'm kind of a rookie at setting up all this equipment, so hopefully everything sounds good over the airwaves and on the app and, of course, online as well. I've been giving updates when I've had a break to Zach James. He is following along on the Game Changer account. You know he would love to be here at Lewis and Clark Park joining you here today, but I'm very thankful for this opportunity. We've seen another humdinger of a game. 7-6, Helan leads, and George Chabanos will now come up for his third time here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Chabanos, the right-handed hitter, off-speed pitch from Hogue, misses high, 1-0. Chabanos with a great sack bunt last time up in the second inning, also flew out to the second baseman. Hogue, the lefty, full delivery, fastball down the middle, evens the count at 1 here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Crusaders still with that tight one-run lead, looking to advance to Wednesday at Sioux City North. Swing and a miss by Chabanos. Will Wednesday at North feature Lamars or Helan? We will find out soon, probably in the next 45 minutes here on Sioux Lane Catholic Radio. Chabanos swings into the netting behind us, so the count remains 1-2. We've got an absolutely huge crowd here at Lewis and Clark Park. I'd say definitely the biggest attendance so far this year for the Crusaders, with big outcome in the balance. Chabanos looks at the third strike, retired on the fastball from Hogue. Hogue has been 100% the real deal for Lamars. So records the first out of the inning, and Chabanos will bring up Jaron Bleeker. He is looking to make some magic here. He singled in the first, doubled in the second. What will he do in the fourth inning? He's had a great year. We'll see what he can do. Fastball fouled off into the catcher's mitt. Gets away and retrieved by one of the Crusaders from the dugout. That is Brady Baker, who is helping out. On deck is Caleb LeFevre on the on-deck circle. So Jaron Bleeker with a single and double awaits this one from Hogue. Fastball fouled off, 0-2 on Jaron Bleeker. If you're just joining us, Helan got off to a 6-0 advantage, and then Lamars scored 3 to cut the lead 6-3. Helan scored 7-3 and 7-6 as we are currently in the bottom of the fourth. Bleeker swings, fouls it off into the stands to my right. The count will be 0-2 on Jaron Bleeker. We've played about 80 minutes here at Lewis and Clark Park. Bleeker looks at a fastball in the dirt. Count 1-2. Didn't miss my much. And if you're Hogue, that's the kind of pitch you want to offer when the count is 0-2 and your advantage. Hogue has been impressive so far for Lamars. Off-speed pitch tapped over to Andy Osborne. Not only does Andy Osborne have 501 wins, he can also field a baseball, as he does that with textbook technique. It doesn't count for anything in the box score, but it was impressive from this vantage point in the press box. So Hogue with a 1-2 count on Jaron Bleeker. He's heading for Iowa City this fall, and he swings, gets just a piece of it, stays alive. I'd say this is a quab. Quality at-bat for Jaron Bleeker as he has fouled off now 4 in this at-bat. This will be the 6th pitch of the at-bat, at least getting Hogue's pitching count up a little bit. Hoag delivers off speed and a strikeout. So another strikeout recorded by Hoag. So two Crusaders retired by strikeout, and that'll bring up Caleb Lefevre, who is no longer pitching in this game, but he still is playing DH. He steps in. Left-handed hitter is Caleb Lefevre. You know he would like to get an insurance run here for the Crusaders. Hoag fastball, strike one. An emphatic call from the home plate umpire. Lefevre steps out, now steps back in, awaits this from Hoag in the full delivery as the catcher, Peterson, awaits this. Off-speed pitch. At first, it looked like he was going to call a strike, but actually reversed it, and the count is now even at one. The Lamar's faithful, not happy at all. There's no amount of Wells Blue Bunny that will make that call happy for them. Swing and a miss by Lefevre. Count now 1-2 as Lefevre looks to extend this inning. We have two outs in the bottom of the fourth inning. Fastball off the plate, evens the count at two. We've got great fan support. Both teams, both Lamar's and Helan, really into this game with high stakes as the winner advances to Wednesday. Hoag, fastball, strike three. Hoag strikes out the order of Chabanos, Bleeker, and Lefevre. I don't think that's happened a lot this year, at least not in the games I've seen. Struck out Chabanos, Bleeker, and Lefevre. That is a tall task for Hoag. So after four complete innings, we'll take a one-minute timeout here on Siouxland Catholic Radio, 88.1.
Mills, Shellhammer, Pitts & Associates. Going with a local independent agency means that they will take the time to understand your situation and budget. Let Mills, Shellhammer, Pitts & Associates discuss your options and design something that is right for you. Located at 117 Pierce Street, Sioux City, Mills, Shellhammer, Pitts Associates, a proud sponsor of Catholic Radio.
Since 1991, Sioux Body Shop is a family-owned and operated business. George started the business with just a small, dedicated staff and grew it from there. His son Costa came on board in 2001. The business uses the latest technology and equipment to stay up to date, like its laser measuring system. Sioux Body Shop is committed to offering its customers the best possible collision repair. Located at 501 West 8th Street, Sioux City, Iowa, you can call at 712-255-7172.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
All right, top of the fifth inning, ninth place hitter for the Bulldogs looks at the first pitch from Wahab, delivered fastball outside corner for strike one. Cy Bixenman is the left fielder for the Bulldogs, batting 244. He struck out last time up, also grounded to Fitch at second base. Off the plate for ball one. Count is 1-1 on Cy Bixenman. Here in the top of the fifth inning, we have been treated to a dandy of a game. Fastball is hit into the outfield, and over the head of Chabanos, Baker will head over to pick it up in left center field and is able to hold Bixenman to a leadoff double. That was barreled out between Baker in center and Chabanos in left, right in between. I thought Chabanos had a shot at it, but it went over his head. Baker was there dutifully to back him up and get that ball in quickly. So leadoff double is how this fifth inning starts for the Bulldogs. Runner at second, no outs. Tegan Kasel, who is the first place hitter for the Bulldogs, he doubled last time up, also hit by a pitch and grounded out to Schaefer at short. Wahab in the stretch and taking too much time for the liking of Tegan, so Tegan Kasel steps out of the box, now back in. Umpire readies for play. Schaefer showing a little bit of attention to Bixenman, now heads back to short. Fastball is just off the plate, not called for a strike. And Helan fans not happy with that one. 1-0. We've had a lot of umpires in the stands for both teams today. And just really borderline calls that difficult to tell from this vantage point. Sweeper misses just off the plate. 2-0 as Hunter Wahab, frustrated with that call, steps off the mound. adjusts his hat, and now steps back on the rubber. 2-0 count to the leadoff hitter, Tegan Castle. 351 on the year. He had a double last time up for the Bulldogs. Swing, and this one is popped up. Ethan Erickson gives chase, and he runs out of room. He's been to that fence quite a few times, trying to make plays, but just running out of room. So it's a 2-1 count on Tegan Castle. Hunter Wahab steps off the rubber, now back on the rubber for the Crusaders. 2-1 count to Tegan Castle. Runner at second for the Bulldogs. Got that leadoff double. Off-speed pitch, a sweeper. Did not sweep enough, hit him in the back. That is another hit by pitcher. And that is, if my math is correct, the fourth one of the game offered up by Lefevre and now Wahab. So the pitcher, Aiden Hoag, who has done a great job of settling down the Bulldogs, he has two singles on the day. He is dangerous. Runners at first and second for the Bulldogs here in the top of the fifth inning. Wahab off speed, off the plate, and Hoag swings through that. So 0-1 as Hoag hits the plate with his bat. Now readies left-handed hitter Hoag, who's been great on the mound for the Bulldogs. Wahab off speed, outside corner, strike two. Gets a nice round of applause from the Crusader fans. Runners at first and second, Aiden Hoag looking to do some damage. Left-handed hitter, 2-for-3 on the day. Swings and hits this one to Baker, and it drops in center field, and he throws it to the third baseman. Sitzman unable to come up with it. That would have been a force out at third, but the ball gets away from Sitzman. I thought for a second Baker might have had a play getting the runner at second, as all the runners had to kind of hold up. It dropped about 5 feet in front of Baker in center field. So we have bases loaded with that single by Hoag, who is now 3-for-4 on the day. And that'll bring up Tate Murphy. He's had a day, too. He's 2-for-3 coming into this at-bat. He's had a single in the first and the fourth inning. Flew out to Baker, who made a great play in the third. So 2-for-3 for Murphy. He's batting .333 on the year. The bases are filled with Bulldogs, and there are no outs. Hunter Wahab from the stretch, off speed, called strike one. You'd think this is a pivotal point in the game. Bases loaded, no outs. Helan with just that one-run advantage as the Bulldogs looking to tie the game with a sack fly, perhaps to anywhere but right field. Tate Murphy squibs this one. Looks like a glorified bunt that stays foul. It's picked up by Connor Sitzman. So 0-2 is the count on Tate Murphy. You know Hunter Wahab would love to have a key strikeout here. He's got some time to play with it. Raiden Erickson's been great behind the plate, so you can throw some junk off the plate and let Raiden do what he does best behind the plate, get in front of it. We'll see what Hunter Wahab offers up here. Bases loaded, 0-2 count on Tate Murphy for Lamars. Off speed, off the plate. The count, 1-2. That's a great job by Hunter Wahab. No reason to put one down the middle of the plate when you have an 0-2 count. Now 1-2 is the count on Tate Murphy. Bases absolutely jacked with Bulldogs. Wahab off-speed pitch in the dirt. Raiden Erickson blocks it, so the count evens at 2. Okay, now is probably where you want to flirt with the side of the plate and let Murphy take a swing at this one, then just trust your defense. You've got a great one. Schaefer is poised there at short. Sitzman at third. Off speed, it's hit to Sitzman. Sitzman coming home, and Raiden Erickson able to make the stretch like a first baseman, keep his left foot on home plate, and that is a force out at home. The runner from third thought that maybe Raiden Erickson pulled his foot. The umpire said he did not, and so that'll be a fielder's choice. They throw him out at home. Helan maintains a 7-6 advantage. And that'll bring up Evan Jalis, who had a great bunt last time up, also singled and flew out to the third baseman. We are getting all of our money's worth here at Lewis and Clark Park, Mercy One Field. as there was an explanation paid to the head coach, Trent Eckstein, who's not overly thrilled with the results, but he is cajoling his Bulldogs to keep a positive momentum as Evan Jalis comes up. One out, bases loaded. Hunter Wahab is definitely in a stressful situation here on the mound as he delivers off speed, fouled back, out of play. 0-1 to Evan Jalis. Thanks so much for listening to all this action on Siouxland Catholic Radio 88.1. It has been a doozy. Bases loaded, one out, top of the fifth inning. Jalis fires this one in between second and short. That'll get out to Baker. Baker is firing to Raiden Erickson and tagged out at home. One run scores. The other one is nailed out. What a gun from Brady Baker. You can't run on Bleeker, and now you can't run on Baker. His second putout. When you look and review this game, his arm is going to be a big reason why if the Crusaders advance on to Wednesday, you can thank Mr. Brady Baker in center. Now two outs, but the game is tied 7-7. Jalis singles. He's at first. Another runner at second base, and we have Dreckman, who's been very dangerous. He's had a single and a double. He's great on the basketball court. Looks at fastball, called for a strike. 0-1 count on Braden Dreckman. Schaefer is shielding to hold on the runner a little bit at second. Now steps back. Dreckman looks at a fastball in the dirt. Count 1-1. Wahab in relief of starter Caleb LeFevre. He's definitely give up some runners, but still with that 7-7 score, Wahab would love to get a strikeout here. Fastball, inside corner, called for a strike. It's 1-2 to Braden Dreckman. Dreckman, the left-handed hitter, entering the game, the most potent hitter at .393. Runners at first and second, two outs. Off speed, gets past Sitzman. That's going to be trouble, at least a double as a runner is able to score from second. So Dreckman with a big single, and Lamar is now on top 8-7 and will bring up Keegan Gangler. At one point in this game, Helan was on top 6-0. Now Helan trails 8-7 as Andy Osborne is coming out, and he's calling on the stud, Jaron Bleeker, coming in from right. And Bleeker will relieve Wahab as he exchanges his glove. We'll take a quick 30-second timeout and reset things for you as Bleeker is heading for the mound. It's 8-7. Lamar's on top of Helan. We'll take a 30-second timeout on Siouxland Catholic Radio 88.1.
Hello, this is Nick Hegarty, Helan Class of 1996 and Market President at Prime Bank. Whether you attended Helan yourself or sent your own children to Helan, your family became a part of the Helan family. Well, it's the same way at Prime Bank. When you bank with Prime Bank, we make you feel like family. Our staff works with you to make sure all your banking needs are met with our outstanding accounts, great rates, and a staff you know and trust. Make Prime Bank your bank and be a part of the Prime Bank family. Member FDIC.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
Got a little inside baseball here. I needed to take a 30-second timeout recently because my bald head was sweating because of all this action at the press box. I know we have air conditioning, but we have the window wide open, and we have the stud, Jaron Bleeker, coming in from right to do the pitching for the Crusaders. You know, this probably wasn't in their game plan. They were probably trying to hold Bleeker back for a potential matchup on Wednesday. But the advantage now 8-7 in favor of Lamar's, and Crusaders need to win this to advance on. So Bleeker, we know what he's done so far this year for the Crusaders. He has been numero uno when it comes to effectiveness. Pulling up his stats here. if you need some verification of that. He is 6-3 on the year with that ERA of 1.40. He features that fastball that will get up into the low 90s, and then he's able to place it, and a big switch up here as Bleeker will look to kind of save the day as Gangler, Carpenter, and Peterson will be up for the Bulldogs. The infielder is taking a knee, gathering probably to get a little bit of a composure on the infield as Jaron Bleeker is completing his warm-up pitches here at Lewis and Clark Park, a great venue for this. Thanks a lot to all of our sponsors, including CNOS, Dr. Ryan Meese, Culligan, CyberCloak Tech LLC, CyberCloak.Tech LLC. I want to make sure I said that right. Educatus and F&M Wealth Management, Matt Lawler, for all their support. Also, thanks to Fitch Install Law Office, Greenville Pharmacy, and Gretkin Family Eye Care, Holland Lawn Care, Hospice of Siouxland, and Jimmy John's. Quick meeting with Raiden Erickson and Bleeker, and next up will be Keegan Gangler, batting .267. He flew out to center field, got a single, and flew out to right. So definitely been placing it in the outfield. Fastball, that is fired outside corner for strike one. Be interesting to see if Bleeker is just in for this inning or in for the duration of the game. Not sure of the strategy, as this one is just squibbed off like a bunt. Raiden Erickson out of his stance, able to throw over to Ethan Erickson for an easy 2-3 put out to get him out of the fifth inning, at least the top half of the fifth inning, as we'll head to the bottom half of the fifth inning. Lamars does take the lead, 8-7, and they scored 3 in the third, 3 in the fourth, and now 2 in the fifth, as the Crusaders scored 5 in the first frame, 1 in the second, and 1 in the third. I tell you what, if you want to support Catholic Radio and, of course, the Catholic community, and you're a golfer, this is great. Calling all men, you're invited to the 2024 State Knights of Columbus golf event. This happens at Whispering Creek Golf Course. I can't tell you how many balls I've lost at Whispering Creek, but that's coming up Saturday, July 27th. When you're out there on the links, look for my missing golf balls. Lunch will be served at 11:30. A shotgun start at noon. It's $100 per person, includes 18 holes and lunch. You can reserve your spot, send your form and payment today. The tournament is open to all men of the parish. You do not need to be a member of the Knights of Columbus to golf. Just call 253-8728 to learn more. We have been treated to a classic, a game that they'll be talking about for quite some time, and it's not even over. Just the bottom of the fifth inning, Lamars has 8 runs on 14 hits and no errors. Helan with 7 runs on just 6 hits. They were powered by that big triple by Schaefer and the homer over the fence by Ethan Erickson. So two different ways of seeing offense. If not for the arm of Brady Baker in center field, I think the Crusaders would probably be down by 3 or 4. As is the case, down 8-7. Brady Baker is first to lead things off in the bottom of the fifth inning. Hoag has been the star on the mound for Lamars. The left-hander deals, popped up, and first baseman giving chase, so is the right fielder. This one will land in the pitching mound of the bullpen for strike one. Tremendous job by both Gangler and Druckmann to give chase. Just ran out of real estate. So, 0-1 count on Brady Baker. On deck will be Sean Schaefer. In the hole, Ethan Erickson. This is Power Alley for the Crusaders, and would love to get to not only one to even things up, but hopefully some insurance runs as well, as the Lamar's bats have come alive, scoring all 7 in the last 3 innings. Fastball by Hoag, fouled off into the parking lot. Count is 0-2 on Brady Baker, who struck out last time up, also got a single in the first inning, so he's 1-for-2 on the day. Hoag in the full delivery. Ground ball back to the pitcher. Hoag unable to come up with it and steps off the mound and then loses his footing, allowing Baker to get to first base. I'm not sure if that'll be ruled as an infield single or if that'll be placed as an error on Hoag. Regardless, Baker will head on over to first base, and, yep, they do charge an error on the pitcher. So that'll go down as an E1 for Brady Baker. Over to first, bring up Sean Schaefer with that big triple. We'd love to see another triple here by Schaefer. Swing, and he was swinging for a triple and more. Swings through that fastball, 0-1. Schaefer steps out of the box, adjusts his helmet, takes a practice swing, steps back in. Once again, hitting from the left side. Baker, an aggressive six-step lead. Hoag looking straight at him as he's lefty. Schaefer looks to bunt. You know he's done that really well this year, and it's called for a strike. So Schaefer finds himself in the hole, 0-2, with Brady Baker at first. The bunt is off. Schaefer will be swinging away. Although the third baseman, Jalis, is playing right on the infield grass, the shortstop is back as long as well as the second baseman for the Bulldogs. Hoag from the stretch. Too much time as Schaefer calls for time. He is granted time by the home plate umpire. Adjusts his position on the bats. Back into the batter's box for Schaefer. Baker took a lead as if he was going and then stays put. Count is 1-2 as that fastball misses away. Be interesting to see. You know, Coach Osborne loves the hit and run. Will this be a situation Schaefer probably trying to protect? Will Baker be on the run at first? Baker stays. Schaefer looks at this one. Wild pitch. Baker will get down to second the easy way with a wild pitch. So runner now in scoring position. The count is evened up at 2. So it's 2-2 count to Sean Schaefer. Both he and Ethan Erickson have displayed power like you would not believe this year. Be a great time to put one down the first baseline for Sean Schaefer, the lefty. Hoag, inside pitch, that gets away too. And just like that, Brady Baker is over to third base. So air gets him on, and then two wild pitches. Brady Baker at third base. Now we just need a fly ball at least to tie this game for the Crusaders. But you know Sean Schaefer wants more. Full counts awaits as there's a quick meeting. Chase Peterson and Hoag talk it out on the mound. Now Chase Peterson back to behind the plate. Awaits for the ready for play. Schaefer steps back in. Full count, no outs. Runner at third for the Crusaders who are trailing 8-7. Hoag, fastball, swing and a miss by Schaefer. He strikes out. It'll be the first out of the bottom of the fifth inning. Ethan Erickson hit his ninth homer in the first inning over the fence, over the Pioneer Auto sign in left field. He was also walked in the third inning. As he steps out, gets a quick signal from Andy Osborne, who's also talking to Baker at third base. Erickson popped up, out of play. This foul ball will end up in the parking lot. So 0-1 to Ethan Erickson. High drama playing out in front of us at Lewis and Clark Park, Mercy One Field. Hoag decides to go full lineup. Baker casually walks towards the plate. Ethan Erickson nubs one off to second base. That will score. That's an effective out by Ethan Erickson, who gets a ribby and scores. Brady Baker from third. We are all tied up at 8. So that'll be the second out of the inning and bring up Raiden Erickson. Raiden Erickson, fastball outside, called for strike one. Hoag has been extremely effective, changing up speeds and location. Strike two right down the middle with a fastball. Raiden Erickson's going to have to fight out from an 0-2 hole. Hoag is feeling confident in the full delivery. Strike three as Erickson goes down swinging. So we've played 5 complete innings. It's a brand new game. It's 8-8. We'll take a 1-minute timeout here on Siouxland Catholic Radio 88.1.
Hello, this is Kelly Eckhoff with Christy Smith Funeral Homes, proudly serving the Siouxland area for over 100 years. For all the families in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota that we've been privileged to serve, thank you. For all the others that would like to understand the importance of pre-planning your services at this time, looking at the choices you can make and financial options that are available, you can give me a call at 712-276-7319 so your family doesn't have to do it later. Our phones are answered 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for all your needs. Thank you.
Lightform Technologies originated in Siouxland in 1986 and has been changing the way to build ever since. As energy prices continue to rise, builders and owners choose Lightform daily. Lightform Technologies provides a strong, energy-efficient, wind- and fire-resistant building envelope perfect for home, school, commercial, or other new construction. Learn more by visiting our website or contacting our office. Lightform Technologies, the best way to build. Lightform is a proud supporter of Siouxland Catholic Radio and Bishop Heelan High School Athletics.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
We're all knotted up at 8 as we start the top of the sixth inning. If there is any question as to whether or not Jaron Bleeker will remain in this game, he will, in fact, remain on the mound for the Crusaders. As that doesn't get as big as it does in the playoffs. It's the semifinals of the sub-state. Winner advances Wednesday for the final to get to state. And so we will see Cole Carpenter for the Bulldogs. In between innings, I went over to my broadcast colleague over at KLEM Radio, and I said, we should pay to be here. This is an amazing game. Fastball off the plate. 1-0 is the count on Cole Carpenter. Fastball is fouled off right to us at the press box. It hits the window. I don't think there's any damage. Nope. No shattered glass, so that's 1-1. Oh, that was absolutely fired off the bat of Cole Carpenter. Sweeper, and Cole Carpenter actually backed up. It came back in, and that's why he's a D1 recruit at Iowa. Bleeker doing Bleeker things. Popped up. This should be an easy one. Schaefer calls for it. And gets it on the second base side and makes the first out. So a fly out to Schaefer, who actually drifted over almost to Fitch territory at second. Called off Fitch, and Schaefer makes the first out. So that's a nice, calm way to start off the top of the sixth inning. We'll bring up Chase Peterson. He is the eighth place hitter. The catcher batting 174. He grounded out to the third baseman. Last time up, looks at a fireball from Bleeker. Just off the plate, 1-0, but that definitely will get your attention. Bleeker working quickly. Fastball put out to right field, and a catch is recorded by the right fielder for the Crusaders. And so that would be a quick second out. So fly out to Schaefer in a deep second base area and fly out to the right fielder for the Crusaders. So Cy Bixenman, the ninth place hitter, batting 244 on the year, doubled last time up, will look to save the inning for the Bulldogs. Left-handed hitter looks at another fireball right down the middle, called for a strike. 0-1 on Bixenman. Bleeker, full delivery. Another fastball, check swing. Bixenman didn't know what to do there, and now he falls behind 0-2. As he steps out, looks to regain composure, back in. See what Bleeker can do. Fouls it off, left side, just past the stands and into the Brews and Cues area behind us. So 0-2 on Bixenman. Bleeker looks to be ready to go, fires a fastball. Wish we had the gun active tonight at Lewis and Clark Park. That probably would have been upper 80s, lower 90s. Misses off, so 1-2. Bleeker gets it back. He's on the rubber. Change up, and Bixman had no shot at that one. He strikes out with a check swing, and Bleeker will make you do that from time to time. He is one talented guy, not only at the plate, but obviously on the mound as well. So, good news is that the Bulldogs go down 1-2-3. Better news, Crusaders will be coming up in the bottom of the sixth inning. Score is 8-8. A little reminder, you can listen absolutely anywhere and everywhere on air 88.1 FM. Also online, SiouxLandCatholicRadio.com. And, of course, you can listen live on the Sioux Land Catholic Radio and TuneIn apps. You can also tell Alexa, find KFHC. These options are made possible by your support and pledge drives as well. I'd like to continue with our sponsors for today, including Greenville Pharmacy, Holland Lawn Care, Hospice of Sioux Land, Jimmy John's, Lawler Fixtures, Modern Day Parish, McClintock Insurance, Meyer Brothers Funeral Homes, also Missouri Valley Land and Cattle, Mollett Industrial Group, New Crib Inspection, People's Bank Sioux City, Physical Therapy Specialist, Queen of Peace Trinity Heights, Rubber Docky, love those commercials, Sacred Heart Parish Sioux City, SRAM Electric, Service Master of Sioux Land, Sioux Body Shop, Sioux City Bandits, Sioux City Symphony Orchestra, Sneaky's Chicken, which would be great in the press box this evening, Saber Meats, Sterling Computer, Sunnybrook Dental, Fire Foundation of Northwest Iowa, Tri-State Dental Care, Tri-State Nursing, Vance Thompson Vision, and Sioux City. So we'll start things off with Fitch to lead things off. Carson Fitch walked and struck out, so he is 0-for-1 on the day with that walk. Here in the bottom of the sixth inning, he would absolutely love to get on board for Hunter Wahab, who singled last time up with that big RBI. Carson Fitch batting .265 on the year. Fastball misses from Hoag. 1-0 to Carson Fitch. All tied up at 8. Bottom of the sixth inning, no outs. Fitch swing and a miss. Count now evens at 1. Lamar's defense playing pretty much straight across infield, playing standard positions. Center fielder is about 5 steps to the left fielder. Off-speed pitch over for a strike. A beauty, 1-2. Hoag in the full delivery. Fastball. Fitch chases and strikes out. So that is, let's see, 7 strikeouts for Hoag on the day. And it'd be interesting to see if Hoag would have started this matchup. I think Helan would be in big-time trouble. As it stands, it's all tied up at 8 with Hunter Wahab, the ninth-place hitter for the Crusaders. Crouches down low, waits this one from Wahab, Hoag, and Wahab fouls it off as Coach Andy Osborne jogs out to retrieve the foul ball. Play is back in action. Hoag in delivery. Fouled off by Wahab. So 2 foul offs by Wahab, and he finds himself in an 0-2 hole. Leadoff hitter George Chabados is on deck. He struck out last time up. Also laid down a nice sacrifice bunt earlier in the evening. Hoag fastball. Wahab offers and misses. So of the last 5 batters for the Crusaders, 4 have struck out to Wahab, all swinging, and that'll bring up George Chabados. Bases are empty, 2 outs. We'll see what Chabados can get started here as high drama unfolds. Mercy One Field at Lewis and Clark Park. Hoag, fastball, strike 1. Chabados steps back out, now steps in, readies for this from Hoag, who, like Bleeker, works quickly. Hoag off speed, swing and a miss by Chabados, who finds himself down 0-2. Matter of fact, all 3 Crusaders up to bat have started with 0-2 counts. Hoag looks to take advantage of that fastball. It is grounded back to him. Throws it over to first base to Gangler, and that is a 1-3 putout. So the Crusaders go down 1-2-3, and we will head to the 7th inning, all tied up 8-8 here on Sioux Land Catholic Radio 88.1. Okay, we can keep it here at Lewis and Clark Park, and we'll kind of set the scene for you as, you know, this has been such a great game. Just want to recap what we've seen if you're just joining us here on Sioux Land Catholic Radio 88.1. Here's how things all got started. Heelan started off with a great bottom of the first inning, scoring five big runs. Some of the highlights in that first inning, Schaefer with a big triple, followed by a two-run homer by Ethan Erickson. And that was how Heelan started to look like things were going the Crusaders' way as they were able to add on to the lead and go up 6-0. But then Lamar started coming back. They made it 6-3 after a number of great singles and an effective putout from center field by Brady Baker that proved pivotal. He had two big putouts from center field, and it would be interesting to see where this game would be if a couple of things, if he did not have those putouts, and also if Hoke had started for the Bulldogs. So as it stands, we will start off the top of the seventh inning, and starting off the will be Tegan Kasel, who is the traditional leadoff hitter. He did have a double, was hit by a pitch twice, and grounded out to Schaefer. Top of the seventh starts off with a fastball from Jaron Bleeker over the plate. Called for a strike. 0-1 on Tegan Kasel. Off-speed bender. The home plate umpire looked to raise his right hand and then put it down quickly and calls that a ball, so the count evens at one. Bleeker shakes that off and fires. Fastball off, stopped by Raiden Erickson, 2-1 to Tegan Kasel, who is batting .351 on the year. He did have that big double earlier in the game. Fastball in the dirt, 3-1. Kasel looking to get on base any way he can for the Bulldogs. Bleeker fastball, check swing, foul tip. So we'll bring the count full, 3-2. As we're here in the top of the seventh inning, full count to leadoff hitter Tegan Kasel. He's had four trips up to the plate on the day. He is 1-for-2 and was hit twice. Bleeker does not want to hit him. He does not want to walk him. I would assume he wants to challenge him with his fastball here. Will that be the case? Bleeker looks intently to Erickson. Off speed, over the plate. Called strike three. Kasel goes down for the first out of the inning. We have been treated to such a performance by Jaron Bleeker, not only this game, but throughout the entire season. So why wouldn't we have this play out in front of us at Lewis and Clark Park? So I bring up Aiden Hogue, the star pitcher for the Bulldogs. Left-handed hitcher swings. He was looking to go yard on that. He gets nothing on the swing, so 0-1. It's Bleeker on Hogue. What a fun matchup. Bleeker off speed, just almost curved it in with the sweeper. Right on the edge of the plate. Count evens at one with one away. Another bender off the plate. 2-1. Bleeker on Hogue. Crusaders, Bulldogs, home of the X's. Fastball. Inside corner, called for a strike, evens up at two. Hoagie, you would think, would have a defensive swing here against Bleeker. Bleeker, fastball, fouled back. What a battle. Count remains 2-2. Bases are empty, one away here in the top of the seventh inning. Top of the seventh inning, Bleeker, full delivery. Fastball, bit high, count runs full. 3-2. Hoag, like Kasel, just wants to get on any way he can. Bleeker knows that. Fastball swing and a miss by Hoag. So Bleeker gets Kasel going down looking, and he gets Hoag going down swinging. So one retired looking, one retired swinging. That'll bring up the third place hitter, Tate Murphy, batting .333 on the year, reached on a fielder's choice. Also, single twice and flew out to Brady Baker in center. Bleeker, fastball high, gets away from Erickson, 1-0 on Murphy. On deck for the Bulldogs is Jayless, who has had two singles on the day. Bleeker, fastball, swing and a miss. Count evens at one. Murphy steps out, steps back into the batter's box. Bleeker working quickly. Fastball almost hit him. Murphy had to duck out of the way. You do not want to get a hit by a Jaron Bleeker fastball. That will definitely leave a mark. Bleeker off speed, just off the plate, so 3-1. Interesting to see Bleeker come with the heat and then off speed the next pitch. That's just nasty. Just missed it, though. 3-1. Bleeker, fastball, swing and a miss. It's a full count on Tate Murphy. Can Jaron Bleeker, heading to Iowa City, strike out the side here in the top of the seventh inning on Siouxland Catholic Radio? We'll find out. Bleeker, fastball, struck him out. Jaron Bleeker pumps his fist, comes off the mound, and saves the day for the Crusaders as we head to the bottom of the seventh inning. Lots of high fives all around. The mojo is wearing blue and gold for Helan and the Crusaders as we head to the bottom of the seventh inning, and up for the Crusaders will be Bleeker, LeFevre, and Baker. Not a bad 2-3-4 option for the Crusaders. Woo! True excitement as we're now at 9:01. You're listening to KFHC 88.1, Sioux City and Ponca. Thanks so much for listening. And a little reminder that Bishop Helan Hall of Pride ceremony is set for September 21st at Sioux City Convention Center. Tickets will be on sale soon. The five will be inducted: Mike Lemon, class of 70, Chad Hying, class of 95, Andy Krueger, class of 95, Brendan Kugel, a standout basketball player, class of 09, and, of course, great softball player, Jordan Sitzman, from the class of 2010. We have Molly Crew to get the crowd pumped up. A little kickstart my heart. And this has been a heart-pounding type game. Great reaction by the fans from both Lamar's and Helan. And this started off Jaron Bleeker. He retired the side as a pitcher. What can he do at the plates? You know he's going to be wearing black and gold for the Hawkeyes. What will he do in blue and gold for the Crusaders? Bleeker batting 366 on the year. Hogue is dealing out there for Lamar's. Fastball to Bleeker. Strike one outside corner. We saw Bleeker against Hogue. Now Hogue against Bleeker. This is quite the matchup. Fastball fouled off. That was hit with some intention as that goes deep, but way out of bounds, way in foul territory. So the count now 0-2 on Jaron Bleeker. You would think Hogue would probably waste a pitch or two here to get Bleeker to chase. Hogue, fastball, would have been a strike as Bleeker swings, gets a tip of it, and fouls it off. So the count will remain 0-2. Hogue is ready to go. Bleeker's not quite ready because there's no umpire there. Now umpire readies us for play. Hogue in the full delivery. He wants to pitch, man. Bleeker wants to hit. Foot outside, as we predicted. He did waste one. Count now 1-2 on Bleeker. Will Hogue waste another one? Left-hander fires off speed, put into play. Right fielder charging and able to get in front of it was the right fielder, Dreckman, and he was able to record that first out. So one away with Caleb LeFevre, who, of course, started the game for the Crusaders. He struck out last time up, also grounded out, and got a single in the first. So he is 1-for-3 on the day. LeFevre, the left-handed hitter, awaits this one from Hogue. Takes his time now, starts his motion. Fastball outside corner. He's done a great job painting the corners, and he did so there. 0-1 to LeFevre. LeFevre stayed in the game as the DH after he left the mound. Fastball wild in the dirt. Count evens 1-1 with one away here in the bottom of the seventh. If Helan can't scratch across the run, we will head to extra innings. Fastball, strike two, outside corner. It's a majority of Hogue's pitches have indeed been fastballs all around the strike zone. 1-2 is the count. Held up. He wanted to chase after that one that was out of the strike zone, but LeFevre held up, so the count is 2-2. Hoag chooses to go with the full delivery to LeFevre. Off the plates. Count is now full. Brady Baker on deck. He's been one of the stars defensively for the Crusaders. Can he make big things happen if he can get LeFevre on? We'll find out. Full count. Off the plates, LeFevre with cheers heads down to first base. We have action here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Public address announcer Justin Barker announces Brady Baker coming up next, and that will prompt a quick mound visit from the head coach from Lamar's. So Hoag is getting close to his pitch limit, but we will have a new reliever coming in for the Bulldogs. So we'll take a quick 30-second timeout. That's 30-second timeout here on Catholic Radio 88.1.
Hi, I'm Matt Sentions with Knights Columbus Insurance at 712-880-1188. Serving the Catholic families in the Sioux City, Danbury, Ida Grove, and Denison areas. With long-term care insurance, life insurance, disability income insurance, as well as retirement and legacy planning. Contact me today at 712-880-1188 to find out how the Knights Columbus Insurance can help protect you and your family.
You're listening to FM 88.1, KFHC, Ponca Sioux City, and KOIA, Storm Lake, Siouxland Catholic Radio.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
We do have, in fact, a pitching change as Hoag will no longer be the pitcher as we have a new pitcher into the ballgame. We have a new right fielder checking into the game as well for the Bulldogs. This is a lot of fun. First base with one out here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Up next for the Crusaders will be Brady Baker and Sean Schaefer. If they should reach, Ethan Erickson will be due up in the hole for the Crusaders. Just looking to double check to make sure. This is Peyton Erickson on the mound now for the Bulldogs. As you're listening to Siouxland Catholic Radio 88.1. And we have a new right fielder. Oops. So I bring Brady Baker up to the plate for the Crusaders. That'd be Braden Dreckman on the mound. Check that for the Bulldogs. That'll be strike one on Brady Baker. So Dreckman on the mound for the Bulldogs. Runner at first is LeFevre. Looked to be over the plate, but called for a ball, which is good news for Brady Baker, as the count now evens 1-1 with one out. If you're just joining us, LeFevre is off first base. A double could end this game. As Baker fouls it off right side. So the count now will be 1-2. Sean Schaefer is waiting on deck for the Crusaders. Dreckman, of course, you know, is a great basketball player for the Bulldogs. He's a left-handed pitcher. hit a few wild ones in warm-ups for the Bulldogs. As the runner is taken off, and it's going to be close, he is called out. Bang, bang play, but Lefebvre is called out at second. And that means that no one will be aboard with two outs for Brady Baker, who is facing a 1-2 hole in the pitcher count. Tremendous job by the catcher, Chase Peterson, firing over to the second baseman, Tate Murphy, who applied the tag on Lefebvre. High and out of the strike zone for a ball. Brady Baker looking to get on base, extend this inning, and extend this game in the seventh inning. Looks at the curveball, called strike three. Baker is not pleased with the call, and he heads back to the Heelan dugout. Once you know it, we played 2 hours and 11 minutes. That isn't enough. We're going to extra innings as we head to the eighth inning. It's all tied up at eight. Eight is your lucky number. We'll take a 60-second timeout here on Siouxland Catholic Radio 88.1.
Calling all business owners. What kind of a workplace are you creating? Are your employees excited about coming to work each day? Do you really know? Being intentional about creating a highly engaged and rewarding workplace is an important strategy to retain your team members, create accountability, and grow your business. At Action Coach XL Edge, we teach how to grow your business through your people to get real results, all with a unique guarantee. Let's get connected. We're online at xledge.actioncoach.com or find us at 712-251-7189.
Barkley Asphalt of Sioux City provides for all of your asphalt and gravel needs. We supply top quality products to both big and small businesses. With our team, you will always receive excellent customer service. To find out more about Barkley Asphalt, you can call 712-255-1848.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
Quite a few storylines here. Hats off to a Hogue who came in and pitched tremendously, and then Dreckman came in and did a fantastic job as well. So after striking out the side, Jaron Bleeker will get to do more work here with Evan Jalis, who has two singles and a great bunt on the day for the Bulldogs. As he steps in, Jaron Bleeker pitches in the eighth inning. Fastball a bit high. Ball one to Evan Jalis. Crusaders are playing traditionally in their positions as the next pitch, fastball, is fouled away. So the count evens at one. Schaefer, one step in the outfield grass. Sitzman, a little bit deep at third. Next pitch is fouled off. Count now 1-2. You know Bleeker likes to work fast. He's doing that here. He gets the ready for play from the home plate umpire. Fastball off the plate. Gets away from Erickson. Erickson's going to have to throw him out at first to Erickson, and he does. Raiden Erickson had to go to the backstop. He hustled there, threw it to Ethan Erickson. It's an Erickson-to-Erickson putout after the strikeout from Jaron Bleeker. And Raiden Erickson pumps his right fist in delight. That was a bang-bang play, a strikeout. Fifth straight strikeout from Jaron Bleeker. He struck out Bixenman, Kasel, Hogue, Murphy, and now Jalis. Left-handed hitter Dreckman, who has done great things on the mound for the Bulldogs, getting him out of a jam that last inning. Will this be the sixth straight strikeout? It will not. It is off to Sitzman, charges it over to first. The runner dives into first, and just a bit late, Ethan Erickson is able to keep his foot on the bag. 5-3 put out Sitzman to Ethan Erickson, who gives a double fist pump, and he is jacked up, and why wouldn't you be? Two outs here in the top of the seventh. So a strikeout that was completed. Raiden Erickson making a very athletic play to Ethan Erickson. And then Connor Sitzman with a nice charging play to Ethan Erickson. That's how we have the first two outs of the eighth inning. It's a quick eighth inning so far. Strike one, fastball by Jaron Bleeker. Gets it back in motion. Strike two, another fastball. Gangler just looks at it. 0-2. Can Bleeker end it here and give Helan an opportunity in the bottom of the eighth inning? Off speed, off the plate, 1-2. Good waste pitch by Jaron Bleeker. Bleeker now with 41 pitches on the day in a surprise relief appearance. Fouls it off, just able to get a piece of it, was Gangler on pitch number 42 by Bleeker. So 42 pitches by Bleeker. You know, the Crusaders would love to have him available on Wednesday, but they also have to win this game. Count is 1-2, strike three on a swing and a miss by Gangler. And the Crusaders once again get the Bulldogs 1-2-3. That's 1-2-3 in the sixth inning, the seventh inning, and eighth inning. Bleeker is dealing out there on the mound for the Crusaders. And we will head to the bottom of the eighth inning. Up next for the Crusaders will be Sean Schaefer, Ethan Erickson, and Raiden Erickson. You know, the senior, the junior would love to get things started here as Dreckman, the left-handed pitcher, is on the mound starting his warm-up pitches here on Siouxland Catholic Radio 88.1. Little reminder that you are invited to a number of great golf outings, including the Bishop Heelan Golf Club outing. That's due up August 9th at the Sioux City Country Club. And then don't forget, we also have the Knights of Columbus golf outing on July 27th at Whispering Creek. So if you want to maximize your summer fun, there's a great way to get involved. And all you have to do is really call 253-8728 if you want to participate in one of the golf outings. And we'd love to see you here on Siouxland Catholic Radio 88.1. All right, let's have some fun here with Sean Schaefer, the left-handed hitter, will be starting off for the Crusaders here in the bottom of the eighth inning. It's bonus baseball, baby, and we cannot be happier to describe the action for you here on Siouxland Catholic Radio 88.1. Schaefer, Erickson, due up as everyone gets set. Dreckman, the left-handed pitcher, did a great job last inning, will face the power alley for the Crusaders. Starts it off with a fastball outside corner, called for a strike. Schaefer steps out, touches his helmet, gets back in. Dreckman, left-handed pitcher. Fastball off the plate. Count evens at one. One ball, one strike to Sean Schaefer. See what he can do, the left-handed hitter. Bouncing his bat back and forth. Looks at an off-speed pitch, outside corner. Great pitch by Dreckman, 1-2. Schaefer is intent at the plate. Fastball swung on and missed by Sean Schaefer. He definitely gave it a good aggressive swing, but to no avail. That'll bring up Ethan Erickson. Earlier in the day, he had a huge two-run homer in the first over the fence, also had a walk, and a big RBI ground out in the fifth inning. So an effective day for Ethan Erickson. He's really come alive with his power numbers as of late. Looks at this one way outside and high. Goes to the backstop. Bounces back almost to the pitcher mound. And Dreckman will leave the mound to retrieve the errant ball. That's about half the distance between the pitcher mound and the foul line. So Dreckman back on the mound. See if that tires him out for Ethan Erickson. Looks at another ball. So Ethan Erickson with a nice 2-0 count. And you know he would love to do some damage here as the left fielder is almost back, five paces from the warning track, playing way deep. Swung on and through the legs of the third baseman. That'll probably be ruled an E5. Ethan Erickson more than happy to take it as he heads over to first base. So he has been on base three of four times. And the one time he wasn't on base, he was credited with an RBI with that ground out. So effective day by Ethan Erickson with a little bit of power to start as he gets some congratulations there from the first base coach for Helan. And that'll bring up Raiden Erickson. He's done great work behind the dish. He is 0 for 3 on the day with two strikeouts and a ground out to the shortstop. Ethan Erickson would love to get to second base. Fastball outside corner, strike one on Raiden Erickson. Of course, Dreckman is left-handed, so he can take a close look at Ethan Erickson, who takes a four-step lead off first. Now takes another baby step. Dreckman delivers swing and a miss by Raiden Erickson. He wanted to hit a gapper there to end this game. Can Erickson score Erickson? It'd be a fitting way to end this game. Right-handed hitter, Raiden Erickson. Waits this pitch from Dreckman. Off the plate. Errant pitch, 1-2. That's a good waste pitch by Dreckman. Not necessarily a competitive pitch by Dreckman, but definitely didn't groove one to Raiden Erickson. Dreckman off the plate. Count evens, two balls, two strikes. Runner at first, one out. Yes, we are in the bottom of the eighth inning. Winner advances to Wednesday. Will that winner be wearing Bulldog red or Crusader blue and gold? Fouled out of play as both the catcher and first baseman give chase, but it's into the blue seats at Lewis and Clark Park. Not a single person has left, and why would you in this epic game that's now been going on for 2 hours and 22 minutes here on Siouxland Catholic Radio 88.1. Thanks a lot to Luis Torres back at the station doing a fantastic job producing tonight's game. 2-2 swung on into the netting and fouled away, so the count will remain 2-2 on Raiden Erickson. Carson Fitch is on deck for the Crusaders. Erickson steps out of the plate, gets some signals from Coach Andy Osborne. Erickson off first base. Raiden Erickson checks swing, and look for a second like he's going to get rung up. Matter of fact, Raiden Erickson took two steps to the dugout, and then the home plate umpire indicated it was a little bit high. We've seen a lot of friction between fans and the umpire tonight, but a full count. Raiden Erickson gets another opportunity. What will he do with it? Looks at this pitch, high and outside. He will get a free pass over to first base. So runners at first and second for Carson Fitch. Fitch has walked and also struck out twice. So he's 0 for 2 on the day. Runners at first and second, and we will have a pinch runner. Austin will be in as a pinch hitter, a pinch runner, courtesy runner. Austin Larson, a junior. So Larson will be the courtesy runner for the catcher, Raiden Erickson. One away, runners at first and second for Carson Fitch. Hunter Wahab is on deck for the Crusaders. First pitch is a fastball outside. 1-0. Fitch steps out, now steps back into the batter's box. Dreckman, the left-handed pitcher, looks back. The runner Erickson at second delivers the upper register of the strike zone for a strike. 1-1. No swing offered by Carson Fitch. Wasn't to his liking. Dreckman, curveball over for a strike. No swing from Carson Fitch. It's 1-2. Fitch is in the hole. Can he get a big hit? Single could score Erickson from second as the left fielder is playing pretty deep still after being burned by a couple of big hits by Schaefer and Erickson earlier in the day. Fitch swings, fouls it out of play. Count will remain 1-2. If you're just joining us here on Siouxland Catholic Radio, you've missed a dandy of a game. It's 8-8 in the bottom of the eighth. One out, 1-2 count. Carson Fitch in the dirt. Great play made by the catcher for the Bulldogs, Peterson. Peterson able to keep that in front of him. Bulldogs do not want the runners to advance to second and third. His only one that matters is Ethan Erickson on second base. Fitch swings, puts this one into the outfield, and the right fielder, Baumgartner, gets under it, and gets it back into the second baseman. The runners will stay put at first and second. So fly out to the right fielder, Baumgartner, and Hunter Wahab, the ninth place hitter, looking to make some healing magic. Can you imagine Hunter Wahab someday as a grandfather in his 80s telling the grandkids about playing at Lewis and Clark Park, home of the X's, and punching their ticket in sub-states to the finals? Could happen. Wahab, first pitch, fastball, off the plate, 1-0. Tension builds at Lewis and Clark Park, Mercy One Field. Runners first and second. 1-0 count on Hunter Wahab. Swing and into the outfield. Will they score? Erickson? Erickson gets the wave. He is coming home, and the throw is on time, and he's safe. Ethan Erickson scores the winning run. Ethan Erickson dives in head first, and Helan advances in the sub-states to the finals on Wednesday as there is a mob to Hunter Wahab, and man, does he have a story to tell for the rest of his life. He just punched the ticket for the Crusaders to the championship round of the sub-states to advance on to state with another win on Wednesday. What a game, what a delivery by Hunter Wahab, scoring Ethan Erickson, who got the go-ahead sign from Coach Andy Osborne for Andy Osborne's 502nd win, and 502 will always be special to Hunter Wahab, to Ethan Erickson, and I would think to head coach Andy Osborne. Wow, high drama, Crusaders win. Crusaders win 9-8 over a very competitive bunch of Bulldogs from Lamar's. This was amazing. 2 hours, 26 minutes, filled with high drama, great pitching at times, key hits, a total of 14 hits by the Bulldogs was not enough to get the win. As the Crusaders battle, they bring Bleeker in from the bullpen from out in right field, and he saved the day, and then some big competitive at-bats by the Crusaders. What a dandy. Crusaders win the game 9-8. We'll take a quick one-minute timeout, then clean up some of the details from the game today here on Siouxland Catholic Radio 88.1.
We would like to thank our friends Brad and Jean Mollett and their family for their continued support of Catholic Radio and Bishop Helan Catholic Schools. Mollett Industrial Group is a proud supporter of your Catholic Radio 88.1.
At Tri-State Dental Care, you will be part of our family. For four generations, serving the Tri-State area, Dr. Jeff Reinking, Dr. Amber Wisner, and Dr. Robert Marks. Tri-State Dental Care, care for the health and beauty of your smile. Contact our Dakota Dunes Dental Office to schedule your complimentary consultation. You can call 605-242-7123. 605-242-7123.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
It's hard to explain all the excitement we saw tonight at Lewis and Clark Park. Mercy One Field. Helan ends with a big hit by Hunter Wahab to clinch things here in the bottom of the eighth inning. It's funny because Ethan Erickson was on second base. As he hit third base, the left fielder for the Bulldogs, Bixman, had a chance to throw him out at home. The throw was a competitive throw and went all the way to home plate. It was a bang-bang play. Ethan Erickson just able to get underneath it with a head-first slide in a season that's been characterized by high drama, big-time effort, and relentless play. That's how it ended here at Lewis and Clark Park. A bang-bang play. Ethan Erickson on his belly, able to touch home plate. Hunter Wahab has a story to tell the grandkids, and honestly, I can't wait to tell people myself. Hopefully you enjoyed the action here on Siouxland Catholic Radio. Zach James sends his best as he's at a conference out of town, and I know he's missing this. He's been watching on the Game Changer app and I think listening on the stream as well, as we saw a great game. Thanks to Luis Torres, who was very patient with me tonight, as I'm kind of a rookie when it comes to some of the equipment. Hopefully everything sounded well for you tonight. And the crowd, I would say, is exiting the stadium, but you know what? It's one of those nights where you kind of want to just hang around and soak it all in, and hopefully you soaked all the action in on Siouxland Catholic Radio 88.1. So that means the finals will be held on Wednesday at Sioux City North. We'll, of course, have the action for you here on Siouxland Catholic Radio 88.1, and what's going to be a fantastic setting at North as Heelan looks to punch their ticket to state and, of course, a tremendous send-off for these seven seniors. They were just honored the last time we were here at Lewis and Clark Park, and it'll be either North or West will be coming up on Wednesday, as I'm getting some notes scribbled. Depends. I'm trying to read the – this is exciting. For the very first pitch to reading some notes here. But it will be at North High, and we'll have that game for you coming up on Wednesday. And that does depend on the North game, which is being played right now, correct? Do we have a score on the North game?
They're up 8-1 in the sixth.
North is up. Okay. Up 8-1?
Yes.
Wow. So as they're starting to shut off the lights here at the press box, we should probably wrap things up. But look for the game action coming up Wednesday on Siouxland Catholic Radio 88.1. So from a victorious Lewis and Clark Park Mercy One Field, Crusaders win 9-8 over a really valiant effort from the Bulldogs from Lamar's. But Heelan ends up on top 9-8 thanks to Luis Torres back at the studio. Wrap things up here. And this has been a fantastic evening of baseball here in Sioux City as Heelan victorious over Lamar's by the final score of 9-8. My name is Tony Michaels. Thanks for your patience today as we kind of do this thing without Zach James today, but he'll be back to call the action on Wednesday. Here on Siouxland Catholic Radio 88.1.